This is North Shore High School football. Tonight, Marblehead travels to Lynn to take on Lynn English at Manning Field in Lynn. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Our game broadcast tonight is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill, Honeydew Donuts, Moynihan Lumber of Beverly North Reading and Plastow, New Hampshire, Moore GMC of Danvers, Harrington Trophy, located in Lynn on Chestnut Street, serving the entire North Shore. Robert J. Madruga, attorney, see Bob for all your planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, and condo. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole, located on the Lynnway in Lynn. By Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Check out all of their program listings at lynnauditorium.com. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, both teams are out on the field getting ready for tonight's game. Lynn English hosting Marblehead. Marblehead winners of the Northeastern Conference North Division, undefeated in league play. Lynn English without a win in conference play, playing host to Marblehead. So it seems obviously on paper, clearly a mismatch, but it's the weekend before the playoffs begin. Marblehead headed to the playoffs, and Tim Kearns is back with us after vacationing for four straight weeks.
It was not 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Two.
It was just 2 weeks.
It felt like four, though. I actually had to Google how to get to the field.
Well, Tim, this Marblehead team, the last time I saw them was 2 weeks ago, and they had that major come-from-behind win against Beverly over at Endicott College, vaulting them into the league leadership at that point, and they've been cruising right along. And again, this is their last league game of the season.
Yeah. I was up in New Hampshire for that for the holiday weekend, but I made sure that I had MSO News Sports tuned in, and I caught the end of it on the streaming video, and I was like, oh my Lord, what has just happened? But those are the kind of things that do happen. One, if you let your guard down, and you think you got a minute left, and you're gonna, and the victory is secured, and the kind of thing that happen when you get a team of the quality of Marblehead, you can assume that the game has been won. You've got to play the entire time frame of the game. You've got to play the 60 minutes, as Bill said. You've got to play an entire game, and you can't let up. And if it's that Beverly just may have been beaten by 2 points that they just didn't pay enough attention to.
Yeah.
And because Marblehead made two great plays and took the game away.
Well, we'll update the folks on a lot of scores around the North Shore throughout the course of this game tonight. Thanks for joining us here on Channel B, Lynn English and Marblehead. Up on Channel A, it is the Danvers-Peabody game from Peabody, plus live streaming video of that game as well. We'll run down the schedule. We'll also right now be checking in with both head coaches, which would include Jim Rudloff from Marblehead High School and Chris Carroll from Lynn English, all when we continue just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street.
Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. We are joined by Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff, getting ready for their game against Lynn English High School. And, Jim, you guys are in the driver's seat for postseason play in the Northeastern Conference North Division, so congratulations on a great season.
Yeah, thank you. I think this year, more than any other, has been really rewarding for the team because we've had a couple of years where we were picked to win the league. I think this year, just because of the fact that I don't think anyone thought that we were going to, made it much different in the way we approached everything, and also just the attitude of the kids and the attitude of the coaches towards the season, you know, to have every game sort of elevate that has been great and a lot of fun too.
Well, you've had some great games during the course of this year. I mean, entertaining games, close games, thrilling games, and you know, I haven't talked to you since the win over Marblehead, the win over Beverly, a couple of weeks ago with the touchdown in the last 3.1 seconds. I guess we talked after that game on the field. But I guess the impact of that win for your team, how would you assess that?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, you don't want to talk about it, but I think all summer we were very worried about Walpole for obvious reasons. You know, we knew that was going to be our first game. But at the same time, in terms of league play, you know, we really knew that, you know, it was going to go through Beverly and Danvers. And, you know, with Beverly especially, with all the guys that they had coming back. So to win that game, really, it wasn't something where we expected to win at any point. It wasn't anything where we planned on winning. It was one of those things where, boy, if this and if that, wouldn't it be great if we could win? So it was really a great feeling after that game. I think the kids were really excited about it. And it wasn't until after that game that we kind of started thinking about, all right, you know, maybe we can make some noise in the playoffs.
I'm usually a very positive guy, but I'm just going to toss a negative question at you here. Just as far as your team. So here you are. You've won the NEC North, but where do you want to see improvement?
Oh, lots of places. You know, I think every single game, our line more than anything else needs to improve, and that's offensively and defensively. Our you know, that's that roster-wise is our weakest part. You know, obviously we don't have a lot of linemen that are varsity game ready. So we've been doing a lot of mix and matching, and we're challenging those kids to really make sure that their skill level gets bumped up and the way that they work together gets bumped up every week. So more than anything else, if our line continues to improve, we'll continue to improve. at every other position, we just need the guys to continue to get a little bit better as the competition gets better. We need to be able to match who we're playing each week. So, you know, really in all facets of the game, the one thing that's been a thorn in our side all year, which last year was the one thing that was an automatic, is just the simple act of kicking an extra point. In all my years of coaching, what we usually, you know, hope we can get one kid that can kick. And this year we have four kids that can kick field goals in practice, and yet we don't seem to be able to block for that person to do it. But we've had issues with snapping, with holding, with our kickers hesitating. So we pretty much in almost every game this year have run through every possible thing that you could do wrong during a PAT attempt and have done that. It especially becomes important in something like the Beverly game where we almost lost that game. You know, we were 1 point behind. You know, we missed an extra point. And so, you know, you hate to see that happen, but we work on it more than ever in practice. But that seems to be our Achilles heel this year to this point, is that the stupid PAT attempt.
Gotcha. Well, Garrett Keough, your quarterback, let's talk about how he has progressed. And again, 2 weeks ago in that Beverly game, he had just that huge drive and for the victory.
At the end of the game, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, well, the drive, you know, Garrett showed a lot of poise in that drive because, you know, Beverly had played a great game against us. They did a really nice job defending us. They showed us a lot of different looks. And really, the kids executed really well. They took plays, you know, basic stuff that we did. You know, we practice 2 minute, but we don't have a different offense that we do for 2 minute. It's our same offense. So, you know, hats off to the kids for executing, you know, nearly flawlessly, and for Garrett doing a really good job under really tough conditions, you know, having to get that done and having, you know, the team was tired. It was hot. I don't want to make it seem like it was, you know, 40 below and snowing out that it was that bad. But, you know, a lot of pressure on a high school kid, and he performed well, did a nice job.
All right, this week it's Lynn English at Manning Field and, you know, closing out the league schedule here this week. And just an assessment on this game.
Toughness. The big thing you see from English is, you know, when compared to some of the other teams in our league, is how tough they are. You know, it doesn't matter if they're on offense or defense, and it doesn't matter who they've played. The one thing you see from the film is you see a lot of bodies on the ground after every play. I know that they really, you know, they were very physical against Beverly. They were extremely physical against very physical teams like Peabody and Danvers, too, as well. And that says a lot, regardless of what a team's record. If they're being physical every single game, that means that gives them a chance in every single game. So we're very wary of the physical nature of their play. You know, we want to make sure that we can match it, if not, be more physical than them. And I think if we're able to do that, it's going to be very good for us moving forward. I think if we shy away from the physicality of the English team, then, you know, we're not going to go very far in the playoffs.
Coach, let me just end with that question. And, you know, you can comment as you will about the postseason play, but any thoughts from you, any update for our listeners about postseason play from Marblehead? Obviously, you're in the postseason, but any thoughts or comments?
Yeah, you know, I personally have been consistent with the new playoff system. We've been very fortunate. We've made the playoffs every year. We've won at least one playoff game every year. So you would think that, you know, we'd be huge fans of it. I'm not a fan. I wish they would do a revote on it. I think that there's a lot that's wrong with it. I think it's done wonders for Western Massachusetts and some of the lower level teams. But other than that, I'm still not convinced about who it benefits. So I would like to see them revote and see, it'd be interesting to see how people, vote for it. You know, last year we were undefeated, but because of something that's not in our control, our schedule at that time, you know, during that year, we can't control it. But because of our schedule, we didn't get the number one seed. It looks like probably the same thing's going to happen again this year, with the one loss. You know, so it doesn't seem like that everything makes a lot of sense. You know, they're rewarding some of the wrong things, but, you know, it's not something that affects whether or not we were going to lose. You know, we have to go out there and we have to beat whoever it is that we're going to play, and we have to be able to defend against whoever it is that we have to play. So, you know, that's our burden. That's what we have to do. But if given the choice of having the old system or tweaking this current system and making it a little bit better so that I think it's a little bit more streamlined, and if nothing else, you know, I don't think we need as many playoff games as we've had. I think we launch ourselves into the playoffs a little bit early. You know, for us not to have played Gloucester this year, for Marblehead not to have played Salem this year, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, to not have them part of our regular season schedule, someone, you know, no matter how many times they explain it to me, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So, you know, I personally would like to see some changes. You know, as a representative of Marblehead, we'll play whoever they schedule us to play. But, you know, we're just happy to be making the playoffs and have this one last Northeast Conference game this week.
All right. Coach, I totally agree with you. Good assessment. Coach Jim Rudloff, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Marblehead head coach Jim Rudloff on MSONewsSports.com.
Moynihan Lumber features quality products at competitive prices. Visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Joining us, Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School. Chris, you're preparing for the undefeated Marblehead Magicians this week and undefeated in league play. But it just does not get easier for you, does it?
No, Marblehead is a tremendous team, very well-coached team, and we're going to do our best. Need a good week of practice, and like I said, we'll try doing our best.
Yeah. Coach, as you look at this game, you're battling some injuries coming into this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, injury bug hit us a little bit last week, particularly on the offensive and defensive lines. Hoping to get a few guys back healthy. Still to be determined. Today's practice will determine a lot. But, yeah, trying to get healthy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the team. And, I mean, tell us about last week, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this week's game.
Yeah, so last week, first play of the game, 80-yard touchdown for PBD on a play that we had repped. And so that's a little frustrating, but the kids bounced back. First half was a tight game. Third quarter, we hit a gadget play for a big touchdown. And fourth quarter, right down to the, you know, to the final minute, we scored. Tyler Story had a very big game. Matt Severance had a big game for us. And then couldn't get the onside kick and then couldn't stop them on the first play for a first down. But credit to Peabody. Very well-coached team, and Santos is as good as advertised.
Yeah. Well, let me just follow up on Santos. Obviously, you keyed on him, and but yet he picked up like 250 yards or something like that.
Sometimes you can key on him, and you can try being in the right place. But at the end of the day, you still got to tackle. And the kid made some good made some kids miss. He broke through some tackles, and they wore us down a little bit, and he's a tremendous running back.
Yeah, but again, you start a game with that big 80-yard touchdown play, the first snap of the game, and it can be a killer. But yeah, sometimes I've seen that work against a team as well, and I think maybe Peabody might have fell into that a little bit as well. That you never know. It allowed you guys to hang in there. You guys, there were a lot of long possessions in that game for both teams.
Absolutely. And that's what, we were aiming for on defense. We knew we weren't going to stop them a whole lot on just 3 and outs. I mean, you have a back like that, and, you just got to either be patient on defense, and a little bit of that bend but don't break motto. But so for one play, 80 yards was completely what we were coaching against. So it's frustrating when you give them an easy score like that. And as far as us hanging around, yeah, the kids, the kids fought, and on offense, we changed up in the second half. As we threw the ball a whole lot more, and based on what they were doing in the first half, and we found some success with it. Unfortunately, we I think missed extra points with the really determined the final outcome of that game.
Yeah, that's now the other thing. You've noticed that Tyler Story is a real factor out there at the end spot.
Yeah, I mean he's a legit 6'3". He wants the ball. Our last touchdown, he, during the timeout, really said to me, "Coach, I want the ball." And that's what you look for as a coach, right? You want someone in the fourth quarter that wants the football. He wanted the football. We gave him a chance. He made a play on it. And he's really come into his own. This is his first year playing Flynn English. So it says a lot about how much he's improved from the beginning of the season until now.
And Daquan Shepard, no surprise that he's standing out, but just some more about him.
Yeah, Daquan's a tremendous football player. I've said this from day one. Two-way player, someone that really excels on defense more than offense, but needs to carry a load for us on offense. And very talented, skilled player.
All right, let me ask you the last two questions maybe on Marblehead. What are the obvious strengths of this Marblehead team, and what are some strengths that might not be so obvious to people?
Well, a couple strengths. I mean, they have a decent amount of strengths. They are a tremendously well-coached team. I saw that in the summertime when we were scrimmaging with them during the passing leagues. But watching them on film, they do a lot of things that most high school teams can't do in terms of motioning, in terms of multiple sets on offense. So that's an obvious strength. And then their quarterback play and their offensive line play is very good. Their quarterback can really throw the ball, probably the best passing quarterback we've seen thus far this year.
Yeah, and obviously, I don't know if you saw the films of their game a couple weeks ago against Beverly, but coming up with a long drive at the end to win the game.
That just shows something about the character of the team, too, and the makeup, and being able to, game on the line, drive down the field as the away team and score with,
3 seconds?
3 seconds left in the game. Credit to them as a team and credit to that quarterback as well.
All right, Coach, anything else about Lynn English High football to share with us?
No, looking for a great week of practice and, for a good game on Friday night.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Lynn English High head football coach Chris Carroll on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn, getting ready for tonight's game between Lynn English and Marblehead. Marblehead undefeated coming into tonight's game. And Sam Paquette will kick off for Marblehead. His kick will go from right to left. It's teed up on the 40-yard line. Marblehead with the black helmets, white uniforms, and some black numbers with some red trim. Lynn English High School with the silver helmets, maroon shirts, and the white pants. Kickoff right to left, fielded at the 13-yard line. They hand off on the return, and the running back falls down, or the returner falls down right on the 20-yard line. With the second, taking that handoff, it was Jaleel Gibson of Lynn Classical High School. So he gets it out to the 20-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 right there for Lynn English High School. Their offensive line, let's set that for you. Frank Perry is one of the centers, along with Tyshawn Mentor, Jake Miller, Tayshawn Mentor, and Frank Perry seeing guard action. Jeremy Garcia, Emil Rossi, and Brian Nunez are the tackles. The quarterback, Matt Severance, tonight, 5'9", 150 junior, a freshman, rather, excuse me. And a running back that will see a lot of action here tonight will be Daquan Shepard. We'll set some of the other players for you as we get a chance. It'll be Severance working out of the shotgun here. He stands back at the 14 to receive the long snap. English works left to right. Now he moves up right behind center. English starting right here on their own 20-yard line on the first play, the snap and the handoff to the tailback, running out to the right and up to the 25. A gain of at least 5 yards. Is that Shepard? Yeah. Daquan Shepard for 6 yards.
Yeah, good start for the English offensive line there, Bill. Really good push on the right-hand side. 6 yards, that's what you want to see. That's a confidence builder right off the first gun.
Shepard, 5'10", 180-pound senior. We were just talking about him with Coach Chris Carroll. Now they run out of the I formation. Everyone tight. Up behind quarterback Severance, spins pitch play to Shepard, coming far side left. Turns the corner. He's got the first down to the 30. Still on his feet. Well, no, he's down at about the 33. One of the blockers ahead looked like Shepard for a moment. And that would have pushed him across the 35-yard line. But he gets a first down. And from the 26, he gets out to the... We'll call it the 32. So that would be another 6 yard gain for him. Long six on the gain. Just underway, first quarter here at Manning Field in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell, back with the with Tim Kearns here for tonight's game. Back after being off for a couple of weeks. He has all kinds of photos that he'll share with us at halftime here tonight.
Up far north.
And so there's a fumble on that play, apparently. So Marblehead ends up picking up the football on that fumble, and they get it first and 10 at the Lynn English 33-yard line. So there was a tough break there for Lynn English High School on that play. So a turnover, and that's a huge break for Marblehead. Shepard with the tackle that time. Marblehead's Garrett Keough out of quarterback. That was a gain of 4 yards for Marblehead. Pushing the ball down inside the 30. Another handoff. Pushing it ahead. I think that's Lopez dancing inside the 25 down near the 22. If he's got that, he's got a first down, and I think he does.
You know, that's the kind of snake bit luck, Bill, that, you know, English has kind of had this year. A couple of good offensive plays where they picked up good yardage, appeared to gap some early offensive momentum, and then there's a fumble, and you turn it over deep in your own territory to a team that just thrives on these kind of situations.
Man in motion from left to right. That is Harry Craig. Quarterback throw over the middle, tipped incomplete, tipped off the fingertips of the receiver. And I believe that was Manning Sears, who had a big game a couple of weeks ago against Beverly High School.
Yeah, tipped off his hands, and the safety back there, Jonathan Kuzmos, almost picked it off. It strayed, but he made a dive, but just couldn't come up with the ball. But again, the intended receiver wide open. That was a fake handoff to him. He slipped through the line, and all alone in the middle of the field, would have been an easy six if the ball had just been a little bit lower.
Second down, 10. Garrett Keough spins. Quick throw out to the right side. The catch is made out on the right side. Receiver runs it down inside the 20 to about the 18 for a gain of about 2 yards.
Nice read by Chris Gomez. Come up from his cornerback position. And again, sniffed that play out and held it to minimal gain. And that's going to be the key for Lynn English tonight, is making quick contact with the Marblehead receivers and runners and really holding on to them, making sure that first hit slows them down and the rest of the guys get there and help the gang tackle.
I think it's Sears and Marino splitting it out far side right. Two receivers near side left. Now Sears comes in motion to the near side, takes the handoff, turns the left end to the 15, cuts inside to the 10. He's hit down there at the 10. But if he has the 10, he probably also has just about enough for a first down.
Yeah, again, the key for English is pursuit, filling in behind the defender who can make the initial tackle. Connor did a nice job of turning the running back up into the middle of the field, but again, not enough defensive help behind him to stop the running back. And that's where English is going to have to do a really good job tonight, is identifying the flow of the play and then getting in people to fill in and to keep it to a minimal gain.
Not a first down. I think is that a fourth down across the way?
Yes, it is.
Fourth down and one, we'll call it. It's a short one, running out of the eye, optioning it out on the right side, taking the handoff. It is Campbell. Gets the first down inside the 10 to about the 5, and it will set up a first and goal for Marblehead at the Lynn English 5-yard line after recovering a fumble at the Lynn English 33-yard line.
Yeah, Mark Cohen took a really late pitch from the quarterback and had wide open corner, and it was a shoestring tackle that prevented the touchdown on that play.
Second down and goal from the 5, and a flag falls. Could be a delay of game here, or possibly some contact that we did not see in the middle of the line with some encroachment, but I believe it is against Marblehead. Offensive line for Marblehead has Brian Graff, a senior, Bo Millett, a junior, Aiden Gillis, Reed Cressy, Nick Wigglesworth, and Buck Tompkins, all seeing action in there from time to time tonight. So a procedure call against Marblehead pushes the ball back 5 yards out to the 10. And it'll be first and goal from the 10-yard line. Quarterback Derek Keogh looking to the bench across the way for the play call. Without a huddle, Marblehead with two wideouts to the right side. Now the slot comes in motion to the left. One running back with Keogh in the backfield. Ball fumbled, loose on the turf at the 15. That was up for grabs. Did Keogh cover that up?
He started to, Bill, but he got nailed by one of the Lynn English defensive lineman, I think it was big number 75, who came in, and Jeremy Garcia, who just dropped himself on top of Keogh. Marblehead very lucky to keep possession of this ball.
That looked like it must have just kind of bounced just right for Keogh, because it was up for grabs, or down for grabs, if you will.
Yeah, and he was in a very dangerous, he was just totally bent over from the waist.
Pass rush, and the pass is down over the middle, incomplete. Receiver on the goal line nearly had it, was broken up at the last minute. I think it was Douglas Guevara there to break it up for Lynn English High School, but the big pass rush was on the Marblehead quarterback.
Yeah, the timing of the hit was really well done, Bill, because the receiver was just getting ready to pull the ball in, and the defensive back made the contact and knocked the ball out of his hands. Great stop.
Let me check that. That would probably been Daquan Shepherd breaking that up on the defensive end of the side of the football. This will be third down and goal from the 15. Quarterback in trouble. Middle screen over the middle. The catch is made there by Craig. He's taken down inside the 10 at about the 9.
63, Cypher Anderson making that particular play. Or was it 53? Probably 53, Jake Miller.
Yeah.
For Lynn English. Coming in again, another shoestring tackle because the area behind the line, it cleared out. And again, a very good pass by Keogh. But again, great tackle.
Fourth down and goal from the 9-yard line. Throw to the end zone. Incomplete.
Lynn English brought the pressure the last two plays, Bill. Good defensive line play. I think maybe Marblehead was trying to suck them in a little bit to get some spacing behind the line of scrimmage. But again, a very effective pass rush. Keogh had to throw it a little bit earlier than he wanted to. And the secondary really stood tall for Lynn English in that particular series when the ball got towards the goal line and they were able to make defensive plays. Great job by Lynn English to prevent Marblehead.
You're absolutely right, and that a bright spot right there for Lynn English here, clearly not just for tonight, but stopping the number one team in the conference after giving the ball up to them at your own 33-yard line on a fumble. But now they start deep in their own territory at the 10, and on the spin and handoff, the whistles blow, so a procedure call right away against English, driving them back to their 5, where it'll be a first and 15 there.
You know, but one of the things that you talk to coaches around the league when they're facing Lynn English or they're looking at Lynn English, they talk about size. They talk about how strong Lynn English is. And they also talk about the speed that a number of the Lynn English players have. Lynn English has to utilize that strength and really apply that speed to these teams and do it mistake-free. And because they could be a really, really good team if they could just avoid a lot of the mistakes that they make. And it always seems to happen in crucial situations.
It is a first down and 15 from their 5. So they have a long way to go here. I formation out of the backfield. Everyone is tight here. Give us to the fullback for English High. They run it up to the 13 or 14. I'm sorry, to the 9, excuse me. From the 5 up to the 9. So a four-yard gain for English.
Can you see how good of a team Lynn had if they just had one high school? Can you imagine how much talent would be on that team? Oh, my.
Yeah, well.
You know, Brockton, 5,000 kids in the school. Don't they have a good team?
Well, these schools are about 1,600 or so students at Lynn English High School and Lynn Classical High School. Slightly bigger now, I understand. Here is a second down here and 11 from the 9-yard line. Severance, the Lynn English quarterback, the freshman, back looking to throw. Left arm cock way downfield on the right side and grabbing catch by Tyler Story up at the 45. Runs it ahead to the 49 of Marblehead. So a huge catch by Story. And he looked good last week. One of the real bright spots for English in a losing effort. But there's Severance hooked up with him from the 9 to the 49.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a great pass by Severance because he read Story getting behind the safety. Oh, there was a high arm around the face mask of Taquan Shepard. He was motioning to the side judge that the face mask had been grabbed, but no call.
I'm sorry, Rick, Tim, but that was a 42-yard pass play there.
Yeah, and again, Story had he was so far down the field, he actually had to slow down, but he had that much of a lead on the safety and was able to pull it in. The ball had a lot of air underneath it. It came down very, very nicely into his hands. And again, a great read by Severance to let go of the ball when he did.
Second down, and after a gain of 4, second down and 6 from the 45 of Marblehead. This is Daquan Shepard coming right side. He's got the first down, charging down to the 35-yard line and to the sidelines there.
Well, this will hop in the step of this whole entire Lynn English offense, Bill. The line is firing out. Daquan Shepard, he looks totally refreshed, like it's the first game of the season, rather than game number 7, because he put the ponies in gear really on that run, got around that corner, and again is just bringing a new life to this Lynn English offense. They're looking really good at this point so far. Even at the fumble, the first 3 plays were all positive yardage plays.
3 minutes, 4 seconds to go, first quarter. Quarterback Severance out, has the eye formation behind him in the backfield with a first and 10 from the 35 pitch play. And this is the run or the sweep coming around the left side. And with the football, Jaleel Gibson sweeps it ahead. It just gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
Yeah, good flow by Marblehead. The linebacker's filled in really well as that play started to stretch out.
That defensive front for Marblehead has Christian Henniger, Andy Clow, Buck Tompkins, Nick Wigglesworth, and Bo Millett. Linebackers include Harry Craig, Leon Coughlin, Aiden Gillis, Mark Cohen. Other players on defense moving in from time to time, Eric Brown, David Campbell, Sam Paquette, Garrett Keough, and Justin Faya on the Marblehead defense. Second down and 10. Shepard, check that. It is a different running back running
Alonzo
out of the tie.
Robinson, number 6.
Okay. Robinson with a sophomore gets back to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
And now Alfonso Robinson is coming in along with Brett Holy and Daquan Shepard.
Right.
Carroll is shifting his personnel almost every play here.
1 minute, 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Scoreless football game between these two teams, Marblehead and Lynn English. Second time Lynn English has had the football here tonight. They got the football to open up the game, but did fumble it away on their own 33-yard line. No score. Stop Marblehead on a drive to the goal at the 10-yard line. Here's Severance to throw. Zings it out on the right side. It's a diving catch down inside the 25 at the 23-yard line by Johnny Cosmos, the junior, 5'10", 170.
And what really impresses me right now, Bill, is go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it is Cosmos. We have rosters with Cosmos on it, but we learned that it was Cosmos. Okay.
I just learned. You know, you didn't tell me that. But anyways, Severance is wasting little time. He spotted Cosmos open, and he just took a two-step drop and fired a strike to him. And a really good catch because Cummins had to get down to make that catch. But, again, it was where only he could get it. It wasn't anything that a defensive back could have knocked away.
From the 23-yard line, first and 10 for Lynn English. Severance jumps, throws it downfield on the right. A jumping, leaping catch there into the end zone. 23 yards. Tyler Story making the reception.
Impressive drive by Lynn English from their own 5-yard line, I believe, Bill. Started off, that's a 95.
No, started at their 10.
10, but then they took a 5-yard penalty.
Yes, right.
So this was a 90-yard, but it, in essence a 95-yard drive by Lynn English. And very well executed. A couple of key passes thrown by the quarterback, freshman quarterback, Severance. But three incredible passes, really solid quality throws by the young freshman. And the final one for the touchdown. Again, the Lynn English receivers are getting behind the Marblehead secondary, and he took that right away from a Marblehead defender as he leapt up high to bring that one in. I think Marblehead's a little shocked at the quality of Lynn English play right now, and if they don't get their heads in the game, Lynn English could... It's blocked.
And it's picked up by Marblehead, and they're running it back the other way. They'll get the 2 points out of this thing. They run it all the way back, blocking the conversion.
And it's coming back.
And Sean Karras with the 2 points. What's going on? There's our flag.
It's coming back. Yeah, number four, Matt Severance, the quarterback, who was chasing down number 23 for Marblehead, Jason Lopez, who had not only made the block, but he picked it out of the air. Severance was blocked well after he gave up on
blocked.
Severance.
I think it's just no good, right?
I think so, yeah.
Unless it ends in a penalty, which it just ended in a penalty.
It just ended in a penalty.
I think it's just no good. I think it's got... Is that 25 seconds left, Tim, in the quarter or minute 25?
I get 325.
Oh, 325?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, okay.
and...
No, we were at 309 a few moments ago, weren't we?
Was that 32 and a half?
Okay, that's 32 and a half. That's 32 and a half then.
I'm missing the decimal point. Yeah, so what happened was one of the final blockers that was escorting Lopez down the field, Severance gave up, and the blocker just blindsided Severance and knocked to the ground. And I was almost waiting for a flag, and then it came. And again, unnecessary roughness probably on Marblehead, so the 2 points is taken off the board for Marblehead, and Lynn English leads 6-0 with time getting ready to expire in the first quarter here at Manning Field. But what a great drive. That's the best drive that I've seen Lynn English having in quite some time in terms of overall quality and execution. How crisp it was.
Yeah.
And there were no penalties on Marblehead on an entire drive. They did it all by themselves.
Matt Severance, the freshman quarterback, looks very poised, and he sets up, and he's gained some confidence. And when he releases with that left arm, he's got a rocket. He has a very good arm. And he challenges the defenders.
Yeah, and I think Coach Carroll's got him doing the right thing. He's got him making quick decisions. And, again, get rid of the ball. 2-3-step drop. And he's setting his feet, and he's squaring up for the throw as well.
Shepherd's kickoff goes left to right, high in the air, coming down, or line drive kick, rather. Fielded at the 13-yard line by Marblehead and run back out. Is this
26. Eric Brown.
Eric Brown all the way out to the 30, 40, 45. Brown on the nice return.
Yeah, he had a full head of steam about 3 steps after he started off with the ball, Bill. And he came right up the middle. And he had a bit of a wedge in front of him. And so, you know, as you're playing your lanes, you've only got, you know, X amount of plays that you've got to knock off their pins in order to get through to get to the next layer. And he nearly broke it. But, again, some sure tackles in the middle of the field by the Lynn English Bulldogs.
On first down, quarterback Garrett Keough in a little bit of trouble, scrambles, keeps it, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and struggles ahead for 1 or 2 yards.
Yeah, they almost got him in the backfield. The big number 75 for Lynn English, a little bit of a wrecking ball right now. Jeremy Garcia, Keough just slipped his grasp, but then was only able to get a couple of yards beyond the line of scrimmage before he was taken down.
Without a huddle, it's a 1 yard gain. Second down and 9 for Marblehead out to their 47 yard line.
And that's the quarter.
And we'll step aside, my friends. At the end of one quarter, the score, Lynn English, 6, Marblehead nothing, here on MSONewsSports.com. Of her eyes were, and her scars are how
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Bill Newell, Tim Kearns with you back at Manning Field in Lynn. Lynn English High School up at the end of one quarter as we start the second quarter 6-0 over Marblehead. Marblehead heavily favored. It's the opposites here. Marblehead undefeated in league play. English winless in league play. Here is a quick throw from Garrett Keogh. The catch is made at the midfield line. Receiver runs ahead down inside the 45, down to the 43 for the first down. Marblehead receiver was Justin Fea. So they move the chains ahead. Marblehead quickly out without a huddle. In that backfield is Mark Cohen, also Jason Lopez. And now Keogh sets up with a first down from the 42 in the shotgun. Three receivers far side left, one to the right. Give to Cohen, turns the corner on the left side, gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it. And Daquan Shepherd in on the hit.
Yeah, and also Alonzo Robinson, number six, coming up from his corner position. Going to the feet, taking the feet out from underneath the big running back, Mark Cohen.
So it is Keogh walking up behind center, but now striding back into the shotgun position. Wideouts two each way. Halfback set to the right now. Slot in motion from left to right. Keogh throws long down over the middle. It's knocked down incomplete. Two defenders near the one Marblehead receiver, and that was Manning Sears, the intended receiver, down at the 10.
Oh, Jonathan Cosmos had the receiver from behind it. Daquan Shepard, Mr. Everything right now for Lynn English, came over from his free safety position, a strong safety position, and got on the other side of the intended receiver and wouldn't let him get any kind of control of that ball. Great throw by Keogh, but just too much defense being played by Lynn English right now.
Shepard with a tackle at the line of scrimmage two plays ago, this last play, 30 yards down from the line of scrimmage, he makes this breakup of the pass play. Here's Cohen taking the handoff, coming near side right, upended at the 34-yard line. That'll be just a yard short of the first down here.
Well, he looks like a low when he gets it going, doesn't he?
Big fullback, yeah. Ooh. Senior Mark Cohen for Marblehead. Ball to the 34. They need to get just inside the 33 for the first down, and it's just inside the 34. So this will be fourth down for Marblehead.
What do we do for Lynn English confidence? They make a stop here.
Wideouts now three to the left, two to the right. No one in the backfield with Keogh. Long count. Are they just trying to draw English offside here? Again, the ball is at the 34 of Lynn English, and now a time is called. We'll take it as well here on MSONewsSports.com. Second quarter, English up 6-0 over Marblehead.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Manning Field, Lynn, last week of the regular season in North Shore High School football. The playoffs begin next weekend. Playoff announcements are coming on Sunday. We'll try to keep you posted here on the website with some of that information. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns here on MSO. Maybe?
They never can tell nowadays.
Oh.
I'm a TBA.
Yeah, he's so dependable. Okay. Here is Garrett Keogh, fourth down and a long one. Give us to Cohen. He's got the first down inside the 30 to the 29. He was slow down in the backfield, nearly wrapped up, but they really didn't have him wrapped up, and he broke free and gets about 5-6 yards down to the 28.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Bill. You know, big guys like that, you got to get low, and you got to have help. Number one, Alfonso Robinson, 5'7", 160, is not a match for Mr. Cohen, who probably goes 6 feet and probably close to 200 pounds.
Now some movement there, and a flag is thrown. The whistles blow on the snap from center. Procedure call against Marblehead on the first and 10 from the 28 of Lynn English. English is leading here 6-0 on a 25-yard pass play from quarterback Severance to Tyler Story. The one score of tonight's game. Big strikes in that drive by Severance, the Lynn English quarterback, a freshman. First down 15 here for Marblehead at the Lynn English 32-yard line. Full house backfield here with Keogh. Backs each way. Throws it out. Swings a pass out on the left side. The catch is made. Run ahead down to the 25, 20. Enough for the first down. Runner cutting back inside of the 10 to the 5 to the goal line and in for a touchdown from 33 yards out. Mark Cohen taking the pass and running it upfield. That well-designed play. Put it in the hands of Cohen. Get him out where he can get some room and get some inertia going there. And into the end zone he went.
Well, he certainly had that, because the last 5 yards he was stumbling, and he just managed to keep his balance and keep his body from falling to the turf. Some poor tackling by Lynn English on that play, as he was able to weave basically the last 15 yards among English defenders and get into the end zone for the touchdown.
Now a penalty against Marblehead on the point after attempt here.
And they're going for one.
You heard, might have heard Coach Rudloff talking about his struggles with the point after kick, but that one is up and good. So it's Marblehead 7 and Lynn English 6 in the second quarter with just over 8 minutes to play here on MSONewsSports.com. We're back with more just ahead.
For all that's new and
enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of the John Hughes classic, The Breakfast Club, at the Lynn Auditorium October 17th. It will be followed by a discussion and a question and answer session with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, there are just a handful of tickets left to the super VIP after party with Molly. Upcoming shows include the Steve Miller Band. November, the Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include the Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
Parquette's kickoff goes left to right for Marblehead, grabbed there by Lynn English, and it is Jaquiel Gibson running it back out to the 28-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for English, now trailing by that one extra point. That's the difference in tonight's game right now. Second quarter, Severance charging off from the English bench with the offensive instructions from his coach, Chris Carroll. Daquan Shepherd in the backfield for Lynn English High School. Tyler Story with some big catches so far here tonight for Lynn English. They start at their own 28. I formation in the backfield behind Severance. He spins, hands off, but there's a flag down. The handoff was to number 21, Sakata Che.
Okay, here's some quick scores. Most of these are at the end of the first quarter. Davis Peabody, 0-0, 7-6 here. Salem Revere is 0-0, but Revere has just fumbled and Javier Robles for Salem recovered at the Revere 27-yard line. So Salem could be in business there. It is 7-6 Spelman over Fenwick. They just scored. It is 14-0 Linfield over Hamilton Wenham. 7-0 Triton over Masco. 6-0 Ipswich over Georgetown. 0-0 Amesbury, Manchester, Essex. More as they come in.
All right, eye in the backfield. This will be a 1st and 15 from the 23 for Lynn English. Severance spins, hands off to the fullback. And there is not much of a gain. Let's see here. The blocker went ahead. The running back just barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. Sakata Che, the ball carrier for English High School. Also just checking into the game now is Alfonso Robinson and Brett Holy. Holy, a 6'6", 195-pound senior end. What was the Salem score again, Tim?
Zip, zip.
Oh, zip, zip. Okay.
Zip, zip. Salem had a touchdown call back on the, what they say is a dubious pass interference call.
Mm. We don't want those.
No.
Those dubious calls. No. Alfonso Robinson goes in out to a split end to the left side. Cosmos to the far side right. Quarterback Severance takes a direct snap and runs. Spins to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And he is smothered and pushed back down into the turf. Severance is just 5'9", 150-pound freshman. So when three big D linemen come after him, he went down. Well, I'm saying he went down easily. But I think they were toying with him.
You know, it was a planned run. He stepped up, took two steps to the right, saw the defensive end standing there, spun back into the middle, and there was another behemoth waiting for him. It was like from an oops to a uh-oh.
It's like if you decided, you know, at the edge of Niagara Falls to walk out onto the falls and just see what might happen.
Yeah, like, oh, no.
Oh, no, that was not a good idea.
Coach, can we not call that play? Though I'm sure given the opportunity, he'd strap it up a little bit tighter and take them all on again.
No, I'm sure. I mean, it just didn't look like an even match right there. Third down, 14 or so. Here's a screen out to the left side. Catch is made. Back coming out of the backfield. This is Shepard.
Oh.
Look out, 40, 50. Running sidelines left. A little stutter step. Down to the 20-yard line. He's out of bounds. Flag down there, too.
Oh, that might be a little...
Could be a late hit at the 20 or a hit out of bounds. They're putting the ball at the 16.
Well, he certainly has provided an offensive spot for the Bulldogs. And Eddie, as he brings every night, Pete, because, you know, of his experience as a, and I believe he's a senior, because we've been calling his name seemingly forever, and he is. He's determined to put this team on his back in this game so far tonight. I'm not sure he was the intended receiver on that pass because there were two receivers out in the flat and he nabbed it, and the who I thought was the intended receiver, which I think was number 80, Andrew Evans, actually coach is probably glad that Daquan Shepard grabbed it because he turned on the Jets, headed to the sideline, and just was off on his merry way again, putting England, taking him deep out of a hole and putting him in great scoring position here.
Personal foul call against Marblehead. First down and goal for Lynn English at the Marblehead 10-yard line, trailing by a point, 7-6 here, second quarter. Severance spins, hands off to running back coming out of the tailback spot. That's Shepard to the maybe the 8-yard line as they unpile. Short gainer for the English running back. Yep.
You know, you've got to use the momentum that big plays like this give you. You get that as a whole team. You get the adrenaline rush, and you've got to channel it into executing really, really crisply here inside the red zone. And you know, you've just let Marblehead score on a very determined run by Cohen. Now you've got to come back and seize the momentum again.
I formation, pitch Shepard coming left side to the 10 to the 5, tripped up to the 2. And there's a flag there at the point of the tackle. Question is there a block there that did not look good to the officials? So the flag's resting on the 3.
Face mask?
Had a personal foul a moment ago. They added yardage on after the play to Shepard. Holding call against English. 5 minutes, 25 seconds to play first half in a one-point game. Marblehead leading by the 1 point, but they trailed by 6 points. Just a short time ago. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see. We're going to have a second down here. And from the 13, goal to go. Second down, goal to go from the 13.
Looks like we get a timeout on the field here.
Do you like the throwing to Tyler Story? I guess if you were with us last week, he definitely was one of the offensive bright spots in a game with not a lot of bright spots. Do we have a score over in Danvers at all yet?
It is 0-0 at the end of one.
Okay.
There were a Peabody was driving. They were at the Danvers 18, and a snap went over the quarterback's head, and giving Danvers a big break there.
Hmm. Okay.
So as of end of the first quarter, no score. Situate over Quincy 7-0.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I figured that would be a big one. Everybody would want to know on that one. Damas had first down at the 12, dead ball personal foul, back to the 27.
Touchdown Salem. Joel Nunez with from 32 yards out. Which is 6-0 early second quarter.
Oh, that's from Phil?
Yeah.
Yep.
And oh, here we go. Danvers had first downs at the 12. Dead ball, break. So I guess there's still no score. Looking at Matt Williams from the Salem News over in Peabody tonight. I'm going to try to flip on and see if we can get the update from our own correspondents at the game. That didn't come out right. No, of course they're correspondents. So here is Lynn English here from the 13 of Marblehead with a second down and goal to go, trailing by the point. Coach Chris Carroll out making some last-minute instructions out to his team. Severance out of the shotgun. Daquan Shepard, the running back, to his left side. Two wideouts each way. Now the slot on the right comes in motion to the left side. Severance with the direct snap, scrambling out left side, tucks it in, he'll run, turns the left corner, but gets just back to the line of scrimmage, maybe to the 12. That is it for the quarterback Severance on the keeper. Looks like it was a designed keeper, too. Maybe trying to do a little delay like you might with a delay draw. But he got 3 yards. He's down to the 10.
Manchester, Essex, and Amesbury 0-0 at the half. They're flying for that game.
Little breeze here tonight. A little cooler weather than we had yesterday. Severance with the play instructions from the sidelines. He comes over to the bench every time. Brett Holy goes split end out to the left, right side, rather, with Johnny Cosmos and Story to the left side. So keep an eye on Story, split end out left side. Third down and goal from just outside the 10. Severance out of the shotgun with Daquan Shepard to his left side in the backfield. Severance looks over the middle of the pass. He threaded it perfectly to Johnny Cosmos, who makes the catch and goes into the end zone from 11 yards out.
Wow.
Oh, that was a perfectly thrown football with a cutting player, receiver Cosmos, from right to left.
You know, Phil, my end corner of the end zone is blocked by the wall here, so I was watching Severance, the quarterback, after he made that pass. And then he did the arm pump, and I'm like, okay, touchdown.
So every touchdown tonight has come via the air here in this game. And now English will probably go for the 2 points here, having missed the 2 points earlier. Probably not a bad thing, and they'll send out Cosmos to the right side and Tyler Story out near side left. And two backs in the backfield on each side of quarterback Severance. Two-point conversion attempt coming up for Lynn English High. And they give to Shepard, and he's in for the 2 points.
You know, you could almost see that coming, Bill. Okay, who's the man that's carried him down the field? Who's carried him in this game so far is Daquan Shepard. And I just had a feeling he was going to get the ball. Great job by the offensive line, the center, the right guard. Just opened up a hole. I mean, he just slid through into the end zone untouched. So Lynn English playing with a band in hand tonight. And again, Severson's injected a new energy at the quarterback position. And Daquan Shepard looks like he's had his legs retooled.
I'll tell you, you know, I've seen English several times here this year. And each time you see Severance, the quarterback, and again, freshman, at 5'9", 150, you know, you say there's something there. You're not quite sure what it is, but I mean, you are sure what it is. But what it is that he can throw a pretty nice football, and what he needed is some confidence. And he seems like he's got the confidence. He's kind of been a little bit of a rhythm here offensively is Lynn English here in the first half with 5:13 to play. So they've scored in about 2 minutes here on this drive.
Yeah, Bill, just looking at Lynn English, the way they're comporting themselves is there's just a bigger level, a higher level of confidence in this team. Just watching the running back behind the quarterback, the way they're positioned, so where they're standing, they're fired up. You can read the confidence in them.
And Shepard kicks it through the end zone. No return for Marblehead. And the Magicians will start here now with 5:13 to play in the first half at their own 20-yard line. And so, see, I guess I'm not sure where they the last time, but they started their first possession. They started at the Lynn English. Oh, they started their 20 before, I believe, too. At their own, at the Lynn English 33 and did not score. And now they come back out trailing now 14-7, here in the second quarter. Garrett Keel hands off on first down. Run play gets maybe 3 yards. Is that Cohen possibly taking the football?
Yep,
Cohen for three.
Matt Williams reporting from the Danvers PVD game that both teams have 7-minute drives and no points to show for it. So there's some breaks and sturdy defense being played at the end of these drives.
Yeah. Second down here and 7 for Marblehead. Keogh, the Marblehead quarterback, out of the shotgun. Slot in motion from left to right. Options it out on the left side. Fumble, loose ball at the 24. And English says they have it, and so do the officials.
And there he is, big number 75, Jeremy Garcia, the one-man wrecking ball on defense, as I called him earlier. He comes up with a big takeaway for Lynn English. Again, they're playing with a purpose build. They are hitting. This is the physicality that people, other coaches have talked about throughout the season when they play Lynn English. And it is on full display tonight as Lynn English is hitting. They're tackling much better than we've seen them early in the season with the exception of the touchdown run by Cohen earlier. But they are just right on top. And let's see if they can convert and put some more space between themselves and Marblehead.
From the 23-yard line, here's English's Severance, pitches it to Daquan Shepard. He hits it off the left side of the line to the 20 for a 3-yard gain, but a flag is down. Looks to me like Danvers has scored here and have just put an extra point up. Let's listen in. Hold on, Tim. PBD up 7-0. Just completed a point after kick. Just watching live right there on MSONewsSports.com. Now you just got to shut this off. There we go. How do you shut this thing off, huh? How do you shut Rick Moore off? I mean,
you
go.
I don't think that's ever been accomplished.
No.
I think the only one who's done that is Martha.
So what was that, Tim? That, penalty. Okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you called the flag, and the referee, the side judge.
It's a big one.
Yeah, pointed to one of the. I pointed to the tight end.
Okay, so they're all the way back to the 33. This will set up a first and 20 for Lynn English High School. From the 33-yard line, Severance keeps it, runs around right end to the 30, to the 25. He's got some room. 20, 15. He's got the first down, down near the 12. He got a 21-yard quarterback keeper run by quarterback Severance of Lynn English High School.
And I'll tell you, that play has failed before, but this time the tight end crashed down, and number 2, Jonathan Cosmos, came in and picked off the outside linebacker, and Severance was able to get to the corner, and he juked outside, and he just took off. He's got some speed, Bill, and he just went for that first down marker and got it by beyond a yard. So great heads-up play, great blocking at the point of attack.
English with an I formation in the backfield behind quarterback Severance, who goes right up behind center, spins, hands to the fullback, who bounces off. This is Sakata Che, and now he's going to be wrapped up for a loss on the play.
Yeah, that got clogged up right at the very beginning. And there was no place. He tried to spin around and find a gap, but nothing there.
Frank Perry, Jake Miller on that offensive line, Tyshawn Mentor, Jeremy Garcia, Emil Rossi, Brian Nunez for Lynn English High School. Now checking into the game, Brett Holey. Tyler Story checking out. Ball placed at the 16-yard line. After the loss on the play, on the rush, So it's second down here and 14 yards for Lynn English. Taking a while to try to punch it in here. 3 minutes to play first half. Already English is up by the 14-7 count. Pitch play to Shepard going around right end. Turns the corner and gets maybe those four yards back. No, he stepped out of bounds. He got 3 yards there. So, and now is there a penalty here? I thought the official might have been waving something, although we do not see a flag.
No, I thought that there was a potential for
yeah,
a flag.
Yeah, there is a flag.
I don't know.
Right on the 15, yep. And it's against English.
That wasn't the penalty that I would have seen then, because there was a hold of a Marblehead defender's shirt by one of the lead blockers. And if he had jumped simply, turned the man earlier, he waited too late to get a hand out there, and this may have ended up being grabbing the shirt, and that may have been the penalty. But, again, English has to avoid these mistakes. They have such great momentum going, such good field position. And this is twice now they stepped themselves back just on this drive alone.
This will be a second down still here for English. They need to get down to the 3 for a first down, and the ball is placed here at the 20, we'll call it the 25. It's just on the 25-yard line. They have a 22 yards to go here on the second down, and Severance out of the shotgun, and now a flag, delay of game. And Coach Carroll out to talk with Severance. Maybe he'd like to talk to the refs, but no, he's just talking to Severance, I think. But I think he's
directing his wrath at the referee.
Seemed like a fast delay of game.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying, that they didn't reset.
So now he's talking with Severance and giving him the play.
One of the dangers, of course, of bringing a quarterback over to the sideline, you've got to have the play ready to go into his earpiece or into the ear hole. As soon as he gets to the sideline, if you start discussing the play, that's eating valuable time off the clock, and he put the pressure on him to get into the huddle, pass the play along, and then get to the line and snap it.
Jaleel Gibson in the backfield along with Severance out of the shotgun. Alfonso Robinson goes split end out or slot to the right side. Three receivers out to the right, one to the left. Story back into the game. Here's Severance throwing it long and deep right side. Incomplete. Robinson, the intended receiver. And Story might have been down open on the left side, but Severance was really telegraphing to the right with his pass that time.
Yeah, he was looking that way, and Mobley had double coverage swinging. The free safety swung that way. But still, the receiver was behind the first man. He was behind the corner. And to Severance's credit, he was long, not short. Because if it was short, it had the potential of being picked off, but it was just in a position where only the receiver could run under it.
So kind of what you're saying, if that ball had been thrown perfectly, it might have been a touchdown.
Oh, that's touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If he lays it in there, that's six.
So, but Severance in a little bit of pressure that time. Now Severance, he's just instructing, checking off at the line, coming back to the shotgun position. They did do the direct snap with Daquan Shepard, I believe, last week a couple of times. Here's Severance to throw. This time he looks to the left side, heaves it up for Story. It's up for grabs and incomplete. Way down at the 7-yard line and back defending for Marblehead. A number of different defenders down there, but I think the key one down there was Jason Lopez. 2:36 to play. This will be a fourth down. English has been living down in this area for a long time, but with these penalties, it's just been they've had a lot of snaps, but have not had either a fourth down or a first down for a long time. But now they do have a fourth down. Right now they're working on the upset of the year possibly here in North Shore High School football, knocking off Marblehead here at Manning Field and Lynn tonight. They're up 14-7 is Lynn English, looking to double that lead right now. But it's a big fourth down play, practically a fourth down and goal from the 30. They could get a first down at the 3. Severance with a long count out of the shotgun stands at the 35. Oh, no, it's a kick. Stepping up, and is Shepard rolls it down into the end zone, and it goes into the end zone, so they'll come out to the 20.
Yeah, they tried the pooch punt, Bill, and it turned over, but had too much spin on it, and the English had three speedy guys down there chasing it, but it didn't pop up in the air. I think that's what they were hoping for, but it was a bit of a flat kick.
It was a flat kick, yeah. But it got a long, long roll, and you never thought it would roll that far.
But I like the idea of that. I mean, I like the idea of that you could do that at that point. They had been struggling on offense in that series. Here is Marblehead right back. Flags down all over the place. They might have a free play here. Quick pass out on the left side. Catch is made to Justin Fea. Upfield he goes to the 28-yard line.
It must have been an offside on Lynn English because there was no opportunity for any other kind of penalty on that play because the ball was snapped. He threw it out to the left flat, and flags were flying.
They called an illegal procedure. Normally that's whistled down,
yeah, really?
But they let the play go.
That's exactly what
I think Liam Coughlin was saying. Hey, I don't know.
It doesn't work that way.
You guys are wrong. And the official saying, no, we're not.
We have another upset in the making, Bill, as Kyle Spellman is leading Fenwick 21-6.
That would be the first loss of the year for Bishop Fenwick. Here's a 1st and 15. And Keota pass way upfield on the left for Fea. He's got it on the stride at midfield, running to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, down the left sidelines to the 10. And he's taken down inside the 10. I think that's Liam, Justin Fea, as I said, all the way down to the 9-yard line.
What a beautiful pass thrown by Kim. He caught him in stride at about the 30-yard line. He just heaved that thing. And again, Fea had a step on the defensive back. I mean, he had good coverage, but the ball was just placed perfectly in stride. And again, it was Daquan Shepard coming over and making the touchdown-saving tackle.
Well, English has found themselves in this situation before, much, much earlier in the game, and they stopped Marblehead, but now it is a 1st and goal for Marblehead at the 9-yard line of Lynn English. Big, big pass play there to Justin Fea from quarterback Garrett Keough. From the 9, Marblehead is trailing 14-7 to Lynn English. Keough out of the shotgun. Two wideouts to the right, two backs with Keough in the backfield. Now some movement, and Marblehead gets back onside. Cohen takes the handoff, dives it in off the left side to the 5, a gain of 4. Don't forget Josh Arnold's trending now on MSO News Sports, Political Talk, Fridays at 10, and then the show is posted for your listening enjoyment anytime later in the day on Friday or over the weekend. Trending now with Josh Arnold. Minute 35 to go. Ball to the 6. Second down and goal from there. Keough from the shotgun. His snap goes over his head. Back to the 20. He scrambles and picks it up.
Flag thrown. That was rather fortuitous for Marblehead. The side judge down below us threw a flag for illegal procedure.
Well, that time they did whistle it down on a procedure call, and good that they did for Marblehead. I think Keough would have recovered it, but he would have recovered it outside the 20.
Yeah.
So he went back and alertly was able to go back and get the football, but it was snapped well over his head. So now it's a 2nd and goal from the 10-yard line. Keough from the shotgun. Wing in motion. Snap a little bit high again. He pulls it down. Runs straight ahead. He's in traffic. And he goes down at the 14. Loss of a couple of yards there, maybe 3.
Again, Jeremy Garcia and also number 51, middle linebacker Frank Perry. Perry got to him first and Garcia finished him off. Good reaction because everybody was covered. Great job by the English secondary. And Keough decided to pull it down and make something of it. But the lineman and the linebacker got together and prevented any kind of advancement. Now Marblehead has decisions to make with 59.4 seconds left. Bill, if you got plans to go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico this weekend, I would probably cancel them. As A.J. Burnett, who's appeared on MSO Web Radio, as he was a fill-in announcer at Beverly for a couple of times a couple of years ago, is reporting the strongest hurricane ever is making landfall in Mexico. And they're talking about it bringing upwards of 20 inches of rain to the area.
Now, that storm came on very fast.
I mean, really?
No one was talking about that. Usually we hear about these things for days, but then all of a sudden it's, whoa, look out, guys.
Yeah. It's let's see. Rivetrica has just taken a 7-6 lead over Salem on a sneak by Danny Murphy, the kick by Steve Noel.
We are brought to you in part tonight by the Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street, combining the Lynn Arts segment along with the Lynn Museum in downtown Lynn. Visit them at lynnmuseum.org. Also by the Porthole Restaurant with their award-winning clam chowder and other seafood dishes. Great quality, great price, great quality. And they're on the Linway in Lynn, the Porthole Restaurant. Under a minute, just seconds to go, 59.4 seconds to go in the first half. Marblehead with a third down and goal from the 15-yard or 14-yard line. And Keogh to throw. The pass is blocked. Holy, at the 20.
Holy came in from a linebacker position. He came around Garcia, the right defensive end. Keogh turns, went to make the pass out to the flat, and Holy was there, jumped up and knocked it down. Great defensive play.
Danvers Peabody. Danvers up on that. Peabody up 7-0 on that in that game tonight. Live update off live video on live streaming on MSO and New Sports.
And if you're heading to the Silver Street Grill, you can catch the game, the PB Davis game, in the bar area on one of their large video screens.
And it is now a fourth down here, and a timeout has been called by Marblehead.
Coach Carroll was kind of wondering, what's the delay of game on this and just standing around? And again, the Carroll got a hold of the side judge on that one. It's like, hey, what's the deal here?
Harrington Trophy, one of our sponsors tonight, serving the North Shore for over 25 years with great awards, great quality products, and exceptional customer service. Harrington Trophy, located in Lynn, serving the entire North Shore at harringtontrophy.com. Still just a couple of seconds ticked off the clock from a moment ago. That was a fast, incomplete pass, as they usually are. So the ball is now resting just inside the 15, and it'll be fourth down and goal there for Marblehead. So, again, Marblehead got the ball with a first and goal at the 9 after the big pass play to Faya from quarterback Garrett Keogh. Pass to Justin Faya down the left sideline. So both teams getting ready to break back out on the field after the timeout.
Again, Coach Carroll has been so pleased with the quality of the play of the team in the first half of this game. The thing now coming out, once they go into halftime, he's going to have good words, but he's probably going to have words of caution as well. You know what this Marblehead team is capable of doing. You've got to come out and keep this intensity, match their intensity, and keep them at bay for the second half.
This is what Garrett Keogh, these are moments where he has really shown his mettle this year for Marblehead.
Too much time on the clock, Bill. He needs less time.
Yeah. Takes the direct snap, rolls to the right side, in trouble, tucks it in. He is wrapped up at the 9 or 8. On fourth down, he doesn't get into the end zone.
Now Keogh was claiming, they got a face mask, but the side judge is having nothing of that claim. And who was it again? Big number 7-5. Jeremy Garcia hauls him down from behind. He caught him from behind and dragged him down.
Now English will get the football just outside their 6-yard line, so they have a long way to go. And 48.8
seconds. They've gone further tonight. Come on. What's 94? Yeah, they've gone 95 already. And they've got 49 seconds left to do it. Gloucester boys soccer defeated Saugus 4-0 today. They have one game. They need 1 point out of the next two games to make the postseason. So best of luck to the boys soccer team.
Severin's out of the shotgun. And now someone call a timeout here. I think somebody may have called a timeout. Changing it up. Sakata Che coming in. And quarterback Severin is going over to the bench for a... to check on the play with Coach Carroll.
Manchester Essex is taking the opening kickoff of the second half against Amesbury and scored. It is 6-0. The extra point kick was wide. Ooh, 35-0, Linfield. They are putting a hurting on Hamilton Wedham this evening, folks.
Here we go. It's a first down for English at their 6-yard line. leading here, 14-7, seconds to go, less than a minute to go in the first half. Shepherd takes the handoff, gets out to the 10, struggles to the 11, maybe the 12 on the spot.
All he wants to do is stay in bounds, keep that clock running, 30 seconds left in the game. Peabody, Doug Santos, who else? Scores on a one-yard run. Peabody, 14-0 over Danvers. A lot of...
Well, that would be an upset.
Big game.
Too, as well. Danvers coming in, favored in that one with just a one loss. English here making a statement, now under 10 seconds to play, and that's going to run it down. And the half is going to come to an end here with English holding the ball at their own 6 or 7 yard line. And let's see here. And we've come to the end of the first half. And instead of running right into the locker room, Coach Chris Carroll is gathering his team at about the 45-yard line for a little conference, and now they're heading into the locker room.
I'll tell you, Bill, we know every week we give away an MSO News Sports Player of the Game, the games that we broadcast. And from the Lynn English standpoint, Daquan Shepherd and Jeremy Garcia are two candidates that I would put up for nominations at this point so far, because they have played monster games, and I'd probably even go with Jeremy as my favorite pick, simply because of what he has done on defense, disrupting the Marblehead offense and coming up with several key defensive stops.
All right, we'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here. We're at the half with the score. Lynn English 14, Marblehead 7 on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaston, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. It's Friday night on the North Shore in the fall, and it's high school football. Hi again, everyone. Bill Newell with Tim Kearns at Manning Field in Lynn, and we're observing what might be the upset of the night if this thing holds true, or the upset, rather, of the year, with Lynn English up on Marblehead right now in this football game. 14-7. Scoring went this way. Lynn English scored first quarter, 25 seconds to play in the quarter. A 25-yard pass from quarterback Matt Severance to Tyler Story. The kick was blocked, nearly run back by Marblehead for the conversion for their 2 points, but there was a flag on that play. 6-0 Lynn English. Then with 8:17 in the second quarter, Marblehead would strike on a Garrett Keogh pass to Mark Cohen. And Mark Keogh there. That's close, but it was Keogh. That would be Keogh to Keogh, and that's not right. So it was Keogh to Cohen, and 33 yards, Extra point was good, 7-6, Marblehead. English would score at 5:13 to play in the half. Just about 2 minutes later, an 11-yard pass from quarterback Severance to Johnny Cosmos, crossing from right to left on the goal line and into the end zone. Point after, or the two-point conversion rush by Daquan Shepherd was good. 14-7 the score at the half. That's where we're at. We're back with more. Tim will check some scores, and maybe Scott Cooper will join us as well. Stay with us. MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include The Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
All right, we're back here at halftime at Manning Field with Lynn English leading Marblehead 14-7. And joining me now is MSO Associate Scott. I don't know who it is. I was trying to, you know, give him a position of importance.
That's okay.
You know?
It's good to be here.
And in light of his recent condition, he's glad to be sitting here.
It's great to be upright, Tim. That's all I can say.
Scott, very surprising score at this point. I mean, based upon the season records of both teams. But Lynn English is playing just some outstanding football tonight, leading 14-7.
I would not have predicted this score if you'd asked me before the game. If you asked me to roll up 30 or 40 different scores, I wouldn't have picked this one. The kid Severance from Lynn English is playing fantastic. I don't want to say Marblehead is playing poorly, but offensively really not clicking at all in the first half. 7 points, not a good output for that team.
Yeah, but you know, I think some of the credit has to go to the Lynn English defense that is reacting very quickly, for the most part, very sure tackling. And Jeremy Garcia and Daquan Shepard are just training in play after play for them.
Exactly, they're doing a great job. And the turnovers Well, Marblehead got that early turnover and didn't convert. You know, they had a 10-play, 11-play drive and got nothing out of it. And then the drive to close the end of the second half, they got nothing out of that one after the great long pass from Keota Fea. But I think they're getting a stern talking to by their coach in the locker room at halftime. But, you know, tip your cap to Lynn English. They're playing very, very well. Surprised the kid's a freshman. He was the backup quarterback on the B team of Lynn Pop Warner a year ago at this time. The backup on the B team, Pop Warner. Let that register for one moment, what he was doing a year ago.
Well, he has hidden talent. Obviously, it is now being utilized by Coach Carroll. His passes are on the money, and when he's missing long, and so there's not the danger of them being intercepted. Yeah. And he's seeing the password. He's seeing the receiver. He's reading it, and he's letting go of the ball quickly. He's not holding on, looking receivers. He's finding that receiver ASAP and just releasing the ball.
And Lynn English, I saw the opening weekend of the season, and I haven't seen them since then, and they're a much better team than they were 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Just a great, great improvement on both sides of the ball.
There's a hop in the step tonight that I haven't seen in the time that I have seen them play. Even last year, they didn't play with this level of energy. And it's one of the things I said they had to have tonight, because you talk to coaches around the league about Lynn English, they're big, they're fast, they're strong. But it's putting that crisp level of play together and execution and making big plays at big times and not shooting themselves in the foot that will allow them to be much more successful.
Yeah, that's the key you just mentioned, shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, the second half, they have to be measured. They have to just not try to do too much. Obviously, they're going to need another score or two, but just don't let this excellent first half that they just had go to waste. Just keep doing what they're doing. You know, they got Marblehead back on their heels. The game's very tight, but they've got the lead, you know. It's up to them.
Yeah, and Marblehead's been in this position before. You know, the big comeback against Beverly a couple of weeks ago where they took the game away from Beverly with 3 seconds to go. So they're poised. They're not going to be down in the dumps, being behind 14-7. They know what they're capable of doing, and I know you're right. Coach Redloff is letting them know that, you know, they've got to start making the plays or the hole could get deeper. Scott, some of the scores around the area tonight, Peabody over Danvers, 14-0 at the half.
That's very surprising. Danvers, obviously, that one loss, they were chasing Marblehead, contingent on the outcome of this game, but Danvers obviously has to pick it up.
Spelman, 21-0 at the half against Fenwick.
And Fenwick is what, 6-0, 7-0?
6-0, and Fenwick, I think they're the same favorite, 1-6.
It's very surprising. Hey, that's why they play the games, because you never know.
Linfield continues to roll at 35-0 over Hamilton Wenham. They're one of the top teams in their division.
It's topsy turvy. You know, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, some things you can expect. I would wouldn't have picked Danvers over Beverly last week, and look what happened in that game.
Yep.
And the games that Marblehead has had against Danvers and Beverly, losing in both of those games, came back to win both of them. They know they can do it, but I'm sure that their coach does not want them to be in that position with so much at stake in this game.
Oh, exactly. And Ipswich continues their fine run of play of late, leading Johnstown 13-0.
Very nice for them. I remember when Ipswich used to play Marblehead every season, they were very down for a long time. Yep. It was tough to see, but it's good that they're bouncing back.
And Salem had an early 6-0 lead over Revere, but Revere has come back at the half to lead 14-6. So Revere is looking to go 6-1 on the season.
I believe they're 6-1. The thing about Revere is they've got a lot of upperclassmen. They took their lumps, much the same thing that Salem is doing now. I think Salem, a year or two, Salem's going to be very, very good. And Revere, the kids who get banged around the last couple of years, and now, you know, they're the top dogs. They're the seniors, and they've got a very good team.
All right, Scott, we got to step back and take one more break for the second half. Gets underway. Marblehead has come back onto the field. Lynn Band continues to entertain the fans. So we're going to step aside here as we get ready for a second half action. Bill Newell entering the scene once again. So, Bill, we'll be back with more entertaining halftime and third quarter action right after this. Thank you, Scott.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Second half underway now. First snap of the second half. Marblehead has the football at their own 36, a run play to the left. Cohen, the ball carrier, for 2 yards. The kickoff went from Daquan Shepherd of Lincoln English, left to right, fielded by Jason Lopez at about the 12. Run back out to the 36-yard line. First down for Marblehead then. About a 3-yard run there by Cohen. Second down and 7 for Marblehead at their 39-yard line. Garrett Keough, the quarterback, hands off Cohen ahead, spins to the 44. Maybe the 45. If he has the 45, he's 1 yard short of the first down. Just underway here, second half.
Gene DePlacido reporting that Severance's stats for the first half for Lynn English, 5-7 for 138 yards.
Not bad. Garrett Keough with Cohen in the backfield now. For two wideouts, make it 3 out to the right side, 1 near side left. Working right to left is Marblehead here in the third quarter. Keough from the shotgun with Cohen to his right. Looks to pass to the right. Slices a pass up over midfield. Caught at the 48-yard line by Harry Craig, the junior, down inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. That'll be a first down for Marblehead at the 43 of Lynn English High School.
Yeah, he just went upfield about 5 yards. Bill turned around, sat into a little hole there. Keough found him, then he turned it upfield for about an additional 5 yards.
Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Running back alongside of Keough in the backfield to give us to Cohen. Off to the right and then back to the left to the 41, a gain of 1 yard for Cohen.
Tackled by guess who? Daquan Shepherd.
Just underway, second half, and it is Lynn English leading Marblehead 14-7. So right now a little upset cooking here at Manning Field and Lynn, but Marblehead has the football. starting at their own 36, are now down to the Lynn English 41-yard line. Give to Cohen again. Right, quite the workhorse down to the 36. Gain of about 5 yards or so for Cohen. This will set up a third down and maybe three for the Magicians. Under coach Jim Rudloff, Chris Carroll, head coach at Lynn English in his first year as head coach, former Bulldog quarterback at Lynn English High. Saw Principal Tom Strange stroll through here as well from Lynn English at the half. 8.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And this is the third down and three for Marblehead at the English 36-yard line. From the shotgun, Keough throws quickly out on the right side. The catch is made in the backfield. Receiver runs up for 1 yard or two, but that's it. And it was Shepherd again with a hard hit on the receiver.
Shepherd took his feet out from underneath him. It was a Manning Sears. Took his feet out. He was spinning around. And number six, Alonzo Robinson, came up and finished him off and dropped him where he was spinning, 2 yards, almost 3 yards short of the first down. So a great combo tackle there by Daquan Shepherd and Robinson.
Two receivers to the right and two to the left, and a swing to the left side or slot to the left side. And now the official, is English calling time? Yeah, they are. So they're going to. We have a timeout here on the field. We'll step aside here. We'll take it here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include The Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
We're back. Keough on the quarterback keeper on the big third down play is wrapped up and taken down, and it looked like coming up and making the hit.
Chris Gomez.
Yeah.
Came up, and again, sure tackle around the ankles and just would not let Keough get away. Again, big defensive stand by the Bulldogs. Two clutch defensive plays in a row on third and fourth down. Turn the ball over to the offense and Mr. Severance. And can he continue his style of play here into the third quarter and add to the miseries of Marblehead at the moment?
7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. English is leading by the 14-7 score. They take the ball over on downs on that fourth down quarterback keeper by Marblehead's Garrett Keough. First down at their 35. Severance from the shotgun has backs on each side of him here. And hands off to Shepherd coming right side. Out to the 40, maybe the 41. That would be a 6 yard gain.
Well, he outquicked Cohen on Cohen playing left defensive end. Daquan Shepherd just gave him the quick step and got around the corner of him for 8 yard gain there on first down for Lynn English. Again, the blocking is crisp at the point of attack, and Daquan Shepherd has just got to hop in the step tonight.
Aiden Gillis, a linebacker for Marblehead, with the tackle there. English comes out running out of the I formation. And one wide out to the far side left. They give us to the tailback, Shepherd, to hitting off the left side of the line. Might have one more yard. This will set up a third down and short for English. They place the football at the 43, so this will be third down and two for English. One more yard for Shepherd. 6.5 minutes to play, third quarter. English leading Marblehead, looking to hand Marblehead their first league loss. Still would win the league, even with that loss, with the teams that they have beaten this year. Plus, Danvers could be going down tonight, too, the other team with the one loss. Here is Severance spinning, handing off. Not enough for the first down on the rush. Or is it? Let's see. They umpile. They're very close, actually, now.
Yeah, it depends upon the spot.
Not a bad spot.
Ooh.
Not a bad spot at all. English says they have it.
Boy, that's on the line.
I think that's a first down.
They're calling for a measurement, but I think they're going to like that ball. I think the nose of the ball is far enough over.
Yeah, the stake, they got to call that a first down because the stake is on the white.
Right.
And the ball's over the white.
Yep. Well, Dimmons is on the board, trailing Peabody now 14-7, 11-play drive. Took over 6 minutes, but Peabody will take that time off the clock. And again, with Doug Santos in their own backfield, they can chew up a lot of clock themselves. So that's okay. There's no quick hit.
Well, you can guess with the English fans reacting down below that, yes, that was a first down motion. Just as we noted, the ball, again, the nose of that football over the midfield stripe. So, and with the turf fields here, the lines are perfect, pretty much. I mean, there's an element of error. I know it's not, you know, precision rocket engineering that you would they would use, but it's not far, I don't think, right?
I think John Cassian draws a great straight line.
Yes, he does. From the 45, first down here, Shepard chugging along, dragging some tacklers. He had five, and then he took a bundle of tacklers for two more yards down to the 48, a seven-yard gain.
Yeah, the key point of that, Bill, he kept his body upright. He didn't lean over, and he was forcing them to you know, bring his whole body weight down. And he had a couple of good lead blocks through the right side of the line. Still looking for something, an update on the Ipswich game, but nothing further. Manchester Essex has fallen further behind, 14-6 to Amesbury. They need this win to ensure a opportunity for the playoffs.
Playoffs are announced on Sunday, and we'll, of course, keep you posted on that. And, of course, we can't announce our broadcast schedule for next weekend until we hear the matchups. A lot of buzz that maybe Beverly would be up in Gloucester on Friday night next week. So here is a second down and two for English from the 47 of Marblehead High School. And here's a run play. Alonzo Robinson sweeping the left side. A flag goes down. He has enough for the first down to the 40.
What?
But there is a flag.
Came from the far side, Judge, but there's no holding. I didn't see any holding. The blocker out in front of the Alonzo Robinson spun around. Oh, it's a hold, but he had to be somewhere. I don't know where he saw that hold because it wasn't on the block from Robinson because he picked up the man and merely just interfered with him as he was Robinson cut up. Was the running back. He actually cut it behind the blocker, but the blocker didn't hold. He didn't have a chance to because he cut up so fast, the other guy managed just to get a hand on him and push him.
Wow. It'll set up a second and 12, so he got it. The only good news is the marking off the big penalty yardage from upfield a ways. Sakata Che checking into the game for English High School. 4:17 to play third quarter. English hanging on to a one-touchdown lead, 14-7 here. They led 6-0. They trailed 7-6. Then they led 14-7 at the half. And here we are in the third quarter with that score. Just over 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. English with a huge now second down and about 12 here from their 43-yard line. This is Shepard, sure thing, turning the right corner to midfield. Comes on a tackler and dives ahead down to the 43-yard line. That's enough for our first down.
He had a head of steam coming, and one of the safeties from Marblehead came up and challenged him, and Daquan Shepard put the head down and just steamrolled over him and gained another 3 yards before he came to rest.
Well, sometimes a good offense is a good defense, or a good defense is a good offense, and a Shepard, I think, almost looked like he was playing defense carrying that football, the way he went after the defender.
I'll tell you, and he is only 5'10", well, 5'10", 180, so he's a solid running back. And again, you got to believe he's carrying a lot of muscle strength because you look at him from here, and he doesn't look really big, but he's got to be solid, and he's packing a punch in the running game for the Lynn English Bulldogs tonight.
3 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. English with a first down from the 43. Quarterback keeper Severance spins to the 40 inside, the 40 to the 38. That's a six-yard gain on first down for the English quarterback.
Bill, I don't know if you watched Daquan Shepard because you're watching a ball, but his lead block, he had a full head of steam hitting the line, and he took the linebacker and just spun him off his toes. Oh, my God, that he hit him full force.
Five-yard gain for Severance, not six. Second down and five for the English quarterback. On that offensive line, Emil Rossi, Jake Miller, Frank Perry, Tyshawn Mento, Jeremy Garcia, Brian Nunez, all seeing action for English. Direct snap back to Severance. The give is to Shepard, but he's wrapped up for a two-yard loss back at the 40.
Yeah, his kickout block, instead of cutting inside the kickout block, he tried to get around the outside, and the defensive play was able to ride off the block and make the play.
Number of Marblehead defenders there, including Reed Cressy. Defender.
Ooh. and Linfield continues to pour it on to Hamilton Wenham, now 42-0.
Third down and six for Lynn English, under 2 minutes to play. You know, English, Rick, I was, Rick, Tim, I'm sorry.
Actually, I want you to know, Bill, that I have applied to the court. I've submitted papers to have my name officially changed to Rick.
Are you ready for that one, huh? Severance on third down, passes upfield, and it's incomplete. Oh. Nearly picked off. In fact, Marblehead is saying it should have been picked off. Eric Brown, the sophomore, just about had it wrapped up and couldn't put it away.
Yeah, that was his first bad pass of the night. Into double coverage, and it was long. They catch the break as it bounced off the chest of the Marblehead defender, almost into the hands of the intended receiver. But it fell to the ground, and Lynn English, this is the first punt of the night?
No, it isn't. No, they had the short punt. Remember that one?
Okay, yeah, they did the pooch. Okay.
So Shepard to punt, stands back at his 46, rolls one down inside the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the 4, and Marblehead will start at their own 4-yard line.
What a great kick. Now, Severance did the pooch punt the previous time, but this time this was actually in punt formation. But Daquan Shepard hit a low-line drive. He got it to turn over, and the Lynn English coverage team just basically escorted the ball down inside the 5-yard line to the 4. Perfectly executed by Lynn English. Now the defense has to step up and make a stand here and not let Marblehead get out of danger really quickly.
Garrett Keough takes the snaps for the direct snap out of the shotgun in the end zone, a yard deep. Quick pass over the middle. The catch is made. They're out of big trouble here, out to the 20, to the 23. And making that catch is number 3, Harry Craig. So a nice catch from the 5 out to the 23-yard line. So a 17-yard hookup there.
Yeah, that's
to Craig.
That's what Lynn English didn't want to see. They didn't want to see that quick play that, you know, gets them out of underneath the shadow of the goalpost.
First down from the 23. Keough checking off to the left and now back to the right side. Actually, now I think he's getting some instructions from the Marblehead side. They signal in their plays with cars from the far side. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Keough working right to left, hands off to Cohen, starts right and is wrapped up, not before he muscles around 3 yards off this Manning Field turf here.
Yeah, he's just keeping the body upright again, keeping the legs churning. And as big as he is, I mean, you've got to literally get down there and pick his feet up and take him off the ground.
Well, that's definitely a solid 3 yards here. This will set up second down and 7 for Keough and Marblehead. Just a second or two to go here. They take the handoff, and this is Lopez off the right side of the line out to the 30 for maybe 2 yards. And that should do it, I believe, in the quarter. Yeah, we're through 3 with the score. Lynn English 7. Lynn English 14. Marblehead 7. We're back with more and back with the fourth quarter just ahead.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Bill, is there a more iconic restaurant on the North Shore than the Porthole?
Probably not anymore.
I know, yeah.
Probably not anymore, yeah.
They have been here for a long time.
But you know, I'm thinking,
locations.
They were on the other side of the Lindenway. Remember
in the
that?
The little triangle?
Yeah, right.
Rick, that was that. Now, that was an iconic place to go.
Well, you know what? Now I know what's missing there is that the North Shore Community College took over
that's
that
right.
land. That's
yep.
right. Okay, that's what's changed. Here's Keo looking to pass. Pumps now, scrambles right. Still can't find anyone.
Oh.
He fumbles, but Marblehead has recovered.
Oh, yeah! They're
saying that was a live football, too. Covered up by an offensive lineman, Brian Graff. Covered up the loose football.
I'll tell you, and who was there for Lynn English? We have an English player down at the moment. Number 75, Jeremy Garcia, and number 51, Frank Perry, combined to put the hit on Keo and force him to cough the ball up and Marblehead again. Luckily, Lynn English, that was a coverage sack. Keo had nobody to throw to. He was trying to buy time for receiver to spring open. English had it covered perfectly, and again, it gave that defensive line and the linebackers, Keo, who was charging in on that play, an opportunity to get up there and bring him down. And I think it was Perry from behind that popped the ball loose. But again, Perry and Jeremy Garcia just continue to excel for the Lynn English defense right now.
So, Tim, that will set up a fourth down here, and about 4 yards, maybe three. Let's call it three. Fourth down and three, and they'll punt. Keo is back to do the punting. I think it's Keo. Usually does the punting. He's standing back at his 16. What this English defense has done, Tim, I think, has made... Here's the snap, comes back to him, puts it away. Right foot goes into the ball, and it lands right around midfield and out of bounds. It rolls. That was Paquette with the punt. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was a high snap, Bill, and he was lucky to get it off. He stepped up almost into his blocker and, again, shanked it. So Lynn English, again, set up in really good field position at their own 49-yard line.
What I was saying earlier, too, Tim, is the way English has played opponents, I don't know how to explain it, but there have not been a lot of touches in the game, in other words. In other words, the teams have held on to the football for long periods of time, and when you look now at this clock, we're in the fourth quarter, 10.5 minutes to go, and when you mentioned we were in the break, you said, wow, that was a fast third quarter. Well, there's not a lot of possession changes here, so now this begins to look real now for Marblehead, where you might not have said at halftime, okay, they can come back here, they're heavily favored, but English's defense has been there, and they've got Marblehead on a little jittery, I think, making a few little mistakes here tonight. So here is English at their first down at their own 49-yard line. So great field position for them. Quarterback Severance out. Direct snap to him. Takes it and runs it. He's got five. He's got six before he's taken down. Tackle there. Made by Marblehead's Craig Nolan.
Good interior line play once again by the Bulldogs. They fired up. They created the gap between the center and the right guard. And number 21 is in there, Sadaka Chai, and he was the lead blocker on that run for him. And again, just chipped enough that Severance was able to gain that yardage. Big gain on first down.
Your quarterback is stopped by like a safety or a cornerback. That's not the way you really want it to be drawn up here defensively, Marblehead. Severance now with a second down and three, excuse me. He keeps it again, and he runs. He spins over to the 40, and that is enough for a first down. He needed to get to the 41 as he's in Marblehead territory.
I'll tell you, he is playing with the cool confidence of a junior or a senior right now. He get up from that play, clapping and heading to the sideline to see Coach Carroll to get the next play. Let's see, number 26 for Lenning English, Jaleel Gibson coming out of the lineup. Number 6, Alonzo Robinson going in. Tyquan Shepard is also back in the lineup for this next play.
I wonder if, remember how we mentioned how Severance didn't match up well against three big defensive linemen for Marblehead, but he's carried a ball twice in a row here. But the kinds of runs that he is doing, he is eluding those D linemen. Here's a handoff, and it is a run to the left. A flag goes down here. Ball to the 35, about a five-yard gain on the carry. The English back, which is Alonzo Robinson, comes up out of the pile. Near side left. English working right to left here in the fourth quarter. Holding call against the Bulldogs. So a couple of tough penalties have thwarted English drives here in the second half.
You know, and holding is a call. It's such an arbitrary call because you know that every lineman on offense and defense is grabbing and holding onto each other on every single play. So it becomes almost arbitrary. Which ones are you going to call? You know, and you get a good push around and around a corner. You get good yardage on the play, and it gets called back. You know, again, and it's you try to again keep your hands inside of the. Inside of the shoulder pads, when you get your push, and are they sometimes misread by officials? That could be too, but you got to be really, you know, judicious in using your hands.
First down and 20 for English. Here's Severance throwing over the middle, incomplete.
Oh, and his receiver never turned around to look. He had him wide open at the 40-yard line, and he never turned around to look.
Looked like Andrew Evans, the intended receiver.
And again, a perfect ball thrown by Severance just fell to the turf, and it should have been a completion.
But it falls as an incompletion, second down and 20 for the Bulldogs from right at midfield. They need to get down to the Marblehead 30, 20 yards away for the first down. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Which part?
Where this immediate part is brought to them. We kind of, it's like we put it the program into a blender.
Okay.
We do, so just don't worry about it. Here's Shepard taking the handoff, gets hit at the midfield line, and then charges ahead for 3 yards. So a gritty 3 yard gain for the English running back.
Yeah, tried to bump outside, and unfortunately, the Marblehead linebacker, Liam Coughlin, had jammed the end, the split end, wholly. And Liam.
Oh, I'm sorry, just Coughlin.
Coughlin. Oh, Coughlin.
Not a big deal. Not a huge deal.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to slide that into you.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we've those Don Irish names. You know.
Yeah. We've been guilty of mispronouncing the Marblehead name.
If you go to New York, that's Tom Coughlin.
Yes. Really. Exactly. Right. There's a lot of different ways to pronounce that. You're right.
Yep.
So here we go with a third down and about 17. Severance back to pass, now steps up to throw, up for grabs, tipped around, grabbed there by English High School Story, runs it down the left and out of bounds, and Severance was just onside when he threw that football.
Wow, and it was all his arm was almost hit by a defender chasing him.
What was that?
The bobblehead defender was in front of Story, throwing one up over him. The ball got tipped up in the air. Story maintained control of his body, came down, reached back, and picked the ball out of the air, and was able to turn it upfield and extend the play. Oh, maybe it is English's night. When you get a play like that with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it just might be a night. But again, deep in Marblehead territory at the 13-14
yard
line, boy, you've got a chance to really put the game away right here and put the pressure all on Marblehead.
Severance on the quarterback keeper, straight ahead from the 13. He bounces down to the 11, out to the left side. They had three receivers, far side right, one near side left. And now there are 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in this football game. English up by a touchdown, threatening for the two-touchdown lead as the ball is placed down at the 11. They can get a first down at the 3 or 4 yard line. It's got to be the 3 yard line.
You know, we said he wouldn't be afraid to snap up the chin strap a little bit tighter and go right back at the Marblehead defensive line, and he's been showing that, Bill, in this third and fourth quarter.
Well, right now, Coach Chris Carroll, nothing's finalized yet, but definitely when you draw up some kind of a game plan, whatever he's drawn up this week with his coaching staff, it is definitely working. So here's two wideouts to the right, a halfback, Shepherd, along with Severance right in the backfield, screen it out to the right side. The ball is tipped incomplete. And it was Shepherd who actually ended up being the intended receiver down out to the right.
I thought there was a throw in, you know, on a slant pass to the wide receiver. I think it may have been Story coming across, and Daquan Shepherd suddenly appeared in between and tipped the ball away. So I'm not sure if there was confusion on that particular pass play or not. Here's another upset in the puzzle, making Everett trailing Walden 15-12 late in the third quarter.
Yeah, John Hoffman was through here earlier tonight, Tim, before you came here. I don't know what he did. He Maybe he drops off lunch for somebody, but then he was out to that to Everett.
He's coming looking for lunch from somebody.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well played.
Don't tell him I said that.
No, not at all. From the 11-yard line, here is a third down and about eight for English High School. Severance in trouble, scrambling left side. Pressure from behind, throws it away down to the three.
Boy, he had it momentarily. He had a receiver coming across the middle. He just didn't have time to set his feet and to let the ball fly. That's unfortunate because it would have been pretty close to getting him the first down as well. You know, they're reporting that Brendan Hall is saying Everett hasn't lost a GBL game in 15 years, but they're on the wrong end of the scoreboard tally tonight. So far against Malden.
Anybody shedding any tears on that one?
only the Big E Club in Everett. 49-0.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 14-7, 16-17 to play in the game. Marblehead trailing. English with the football. They're at the 11 of Marblehead. A score here would be devastating for the Magicians, but it's fourth down, and as I said, about eight to go for a first down. Severance with the shotgun, Shepherd to his left. Severance looks left, lopes it up to the end zone for Story, too far, incomplete. Even if he had come down with that, he would have been out of the end zone, but they went, I think they were playing percentages there, go to Story, he was double covered, but he couldn't have caught that ball inbounds anyway. So English turns it over on downs, and Tim, they've got a long way to go, 89 yards to go here. Well, and then they've got to make the decision, go for one or two, should they be fortunate enough to have that decision come before them.
Exactly. We got another upset in the making, Bill. Peabody now 20-7 over Danvers as Santos busted one for 26 yards, as I mentioned, going into the second half of that game. And there's the long pass completed, Bill.
Keogh all the way downfield to Liam Coughlin. Down at the 45, and he's got a first down at the Lynn English 45-yard line. Caught it at his own 45, and from the 11, they go all the way down to the English 45-yard line. Well, this is that quick strike capability of Garrett Keogh.
But, you know, it is so dependent upon having a quarterback who can make the correct read and just can throws the ball with the pinpoint precision that Keogh does, and to have the receivers with the talent to get behind.
Snap a bit high, pulled down by Keogh. The give is to Cohen, comes around left end. He's taken down. No gain.
By who? Daquan Shepherd again came up and just took his legs out from underneath him, which is the way you have to get Cohen. If Daquan Shepherd tries to take down Cohen up around the shoulders, he's going to get a free pony ride for about the next 15, 20 yards. But taking the feet out, chops him down, brings him down for virtually no gain.
5.5 minutes to go in the football game. Keogh hands off Cohen again, slices to the left of the down to the 43. There's a flag down, kind of a late flag here. Personal foul, face mask against English. Oh, my. So he had about a yard or two on the carry, and then the face mask call. Tough penalties against English. The penalties they've had on offense have thwarted drives. This one just gave the Marblehead drive a kickstart, which they probably may not have needed, but they now have a first down at the Lynn English 28. Ball, two wideouts each way. Here's Keogh to throw up on the right side. Manning Sears has it at the 10, down to the 5.
Again, hit him in stride. It was a pass down the seam route. And again, he split the two safeties and never had a slowdown. And again, Marblehead receivers. This is what, four plays now, Bill?
Yes, ball's at the 7, not the 5. They say it was down at the 7. So Keogh, with plenty of time here, 5 minutes to play in the football game. Keogh takes the direct snap, rolls back, fires out to the left side. The catch is made, and the hit is also made at the 4. So there's a catch and a hit, and the defender now down on the field.
Yeah, number 6, I believe it is, Bill. Alonzo Robinson came up. He lined up the receiver, and he timed the hit just as the reception was made. And basically, it's number 1. It's Alonzo Robinson.
Alonzo, okay.
And, I mean, great stick, but I think he rung his bell. He's a little...
Well,
oh, no, it is number 6. Alonzo's there looking at... It has to be his brother, and he's concerned about him. As soon as the hit was made, Alonzo got up and immediately staggered a little bit. He may have concussed himself.
All right, we got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
Number six.
Oh, number six, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alonzo Robinson getting up here, being helped off the field. Walking off, looking fine right now, but he was down there for a while. So this is now a first down and goal at the, or second down and goal from the 4 yard line. Run play straight ahead. Cohen is in for the touchdown. Well, now, Marblehead, will they tie with the kick? And they've struggled with the kick, by the way. Or do they go for the 2 points? We heard Coach Jim Rudloff talk about the point after kicks this year, but they will go for the kick, it appears. And it's Keogh getting lined up, I believe, for the point after kick.
Shut up!
And holding it is Drew Galley. So the snap, we await, is down. The kick is up, and it is low and good. Across the crossbar, just made it across the crossbar, and the point after kick is good. So at 4:37 of the quarter, they score. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
We're back in Marblehead with the Marblehead-Lynn English football game at Manning Field in Lynn. Tied at 14, less than 5 minutes to play in this football game. High, high kickoff comes down at the 14-yard line, fielded by English High School, and run back out to the 29. Alfonso Robinson with the kickoff return. So that was a 4-yard touchdown run by Mark Cohen of Marblehead. Point after kick by Garrett Keogh was good. So we're tied at 14 here. English has scored twice from the air, and they had an extra point kick blocked and converted on the two-point conversion for their 14 points.
Well, fourth down for Danvers. It was a sack by Peabody, and they are holding on 20-7 against Danvers.
All right, Story going wide out right side from the 29. First down, Lynn English in a tie football game at their own 29. Severance, the quarterback, hands off to Daquan Shepherd, pushing off to the right side for 1 yard out to the 30.
We've got Revere extending his lead to 21-6 over Salem. Linfield just putting a hurting on Hamilton Wenham. It was 49-0. Last week we had Triton 27-20 still over Masquinomet. Had no reported change in the Ipswich-Georgetown game. Ipswich was leading that 13-0. Amesbury fell to Manchester Essex fell to Amesbury 21-6.
Wideouts one each way for English High. Second down and 9. Severance on the quarterback keeper. Spins off the right side of the line up to the 35. Boom. Hit right there and push back. Forward progress may get him a little bit more, but
should get him just beyond the 35, Bill.
That
if
would
they mark it correctly.
That would set up a third down and about 3. Johnny Cosmos and Alfonso Robinson were the wideouts on that last series. 3.5 minutes to play. Ball is out. Yeah, they got the better spot. Like I thought, they're out to the 37.
Wow. That was a real good spot.
I thought he might have popped out there quickly, Tim, about there, but that was a good spot, I think. I'm in the backfield now for English, and a quarterback Severance right up behind center. Shepherd, the tailback, has the first down, runs out to the right side. He is taken down after getting the first down. That was Eric Brown, a sophomore with the tackle. Good hit by Eric Brown.
That's it tonight, Bill, 193 yards. Against Danvers defense.
Well, he had 200, about 250 last week here against English. Ball to the 42-yard line. First down for English. 3 minutes to play. Cosmos split end out right side, and Brett Holy wide out near side left. And Severance with two backs, one on each side of him, takes the direct snap. The give is to Shepherd. He's wrapped up right away as he hit off the right side of the line. Tried to go around right end.
Yeah, big play by number 3, Harry Craig. He blitzed on that play from the right side, Bill, and took down Daquan Shepherd from behind. And he was a step behind Shepherd as soon as Shepherd took the ball. So that play was blown up very, very quickly.
Well, Marblehead is no stranger to fantastic finishes, and right now they're hoping that they have one more left here against Lynn English High School. But right now English has the football with a second down and 10 from their 40, just about their 42-yard line. Don't forget Josh Arnold's trending now Fridays at 10 in the morning, North Shore's Political Talk with Josh Arnold. Today's show was hosted by substitute host Rick Moore, I understand, and that show is posted on the website.
2 minutes left in the game. The referee instructing the side judges to instruct the coaches. 2 minutes.
Second down 10 from the 43 of Lynn English. Severance out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff, fires way down on the right, and it's incomplete. Up for grabs, and the receiver, not Story this time.
Along Alfonso Robinson.
Okay.
Really good defensive play there by number 2 for Marblehead, Thomas Rocket. Another storied Marblehead athletic name.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's number 8, Craig Nolan. With the coverage there, he had inside position and just knocked it away. Another fine pass by Severance, though. Billy, just continue to have to be impressed by the development of this young man as quarterback, especially as a passer. Throughout this season and really coming of age tonight against Marblehead.
Under 2 minutes to play here. Tie football game. Marblehead and Lynn English. 14 all. Third down and 10 from the 43 of Lynn English. Long, long count by Matt Severance. Now what's going on here? Still counting. From the shotgun.
And so's the referee.
Severance back to pass, throws way down on the left. That's going to be incomplete. I might have spoke too soon. It was nearly intercepted as Severance heaved it downfield, and this will be fourth down, and English will punt.
Yeah, the intended receiver was number 2, Jonathan Cosmos, but he got sort of blocked off the play there, and the Marblehead safeties were both beyond. He was covered by a corner, and the safeties had the middle of the field, so very little possibility of that being successful.
Punt. Shepherd takes the snap, boots it away from his own 31.
Big
good
punt.
Strong punt, and a fair catch called for at the 21 by Dan Doherty of Marblehead.
Late decision, but a very good decision because he was about to get steamrolled by a Lynn English cover man.
I think it's Liam Coughlin on the fair catch for Marblehead. It'll be first down for Marblehead at their 21.
Again, we've seen the quick strike capability of Marblehead on their last drive when they went nearly 40 yards on the first play with Keo going to the air again for another long pass play. You know, will they attempt to do it again? Are they going to maybe try to? Well, they got no time to grind it out with 1:40 left.
Ball at the 21. Working left to right is Marblehead in a tie game at 14 with Lynn English. Marblehead undefeated in Northeastern Conference North play this year. English without a win in the league. Here is Keogh looking to pass, getting time. Sprints out to the left side, will run to the 25, to the 27. And that is it. Now that keeps the clock running here. They
exactly.
do have timeouts. Yep. But a minute and a half to play.
That's what Lynn English wants. Go ahead, run around. They will tack in. Let the only thing is, you know, they've run the game with less time and a little bit further to go here, but they know they can do it.
This time they hand off. Run play. Sweep to the right side. Cohen, did he lose it? He lost it.
Oh, yeah!
There's a fumble
oh, yeah!
at the 35-yard line, and they'll uncover here. English says they have it. The officials, no now, indication yet.
Did the referee just throw a flag to mark it?
Oh, yeah!
It was.
I think you can hear English has just recovered a Marblehead fumble at the 34-yard line.
With 1:02 left to go.
It is at the Marblehead 34.
Wow. Wow.
1:02 to play. Now, Sakata Che checking into the game for English High School. Well, you struggle all year long, does English High School, in league, and you wait for a night like this. You hope for a night like this, and you show up at practice for a night like this. Direct snap comes right back to Daquan Shepherd, and he pushes it to the 31, maybe a gain of three. Clock runs here, under a minute to play. Coach Carroll has to keep an eye on that clock. He's trying to get the play in quickly to Severance to get him in to do something here. 40 seconds to play. Clock running.
They can just take a knee and keep the clock running. Don't even.
Severance with a direct snap. Keeps it. Runs. Turns the right end to the 30. Down to the 25. He'll run to the sidelines. Out of bounds. First down run to the 24.
Why not get tackled in the field of play? Why stop the clock? Lay down. Then let the clock run.
No, they want to score here.
Oh, that's right, too, what I'm talking about. Never mind. I'm sorry, Bill. I lost my head. It's been time I've been here. What am I thinking?
Been a long day.
It's a long week. All of a sudden, the fourth quarter got longer.
So here's the situation, folks. We're in a tie game, and English is trying to score a touchdown here.
I was so excited that English had the ball. I thought they were still winning for a moment. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I got it. No, I need a rest.
14 all, our score here.
I need a week off.
And it is a first down at the 24 of Lynn English High School. And there are 27.4 seconds to play here in this game. Regulation.
Oh, yeah!
Can they and they got the first. They got the first down.
Jeez, I didn't think that was in doubt. I thought for sure he had the first down.
I thought so, too.
Well, maybe that was... So the ball is at the 24.
Ooh, Peabody interception. That's it.
Wide outs, let's see. Two to the right. One to the left. Story is out wide to the left side. Here is Severance looking to the right, throwing way down on the right. Up for grabs. Tipped in the end zone, incomplete. Story was the wide out to the left with single coverage.
Eat him up.
21.6 seconds to play on the incomplete pass. The clock stops. The ball is placed down at the Marblehead 24. Hash mark right side. English working right to left here at Manning Field here in the fourth quarter. Again, Severance going to the sidelines to talk with Coach Carroll getting the play. What a story. Freshman quarterback Matt Severance leading English here into this tie situation late and a chance to strike late to win. But we're tied here. Story goes wide out to the right side this time. Severance in the shotgun, halfback Shepherd to his right. Direct snap comes back to him. And looks like we have a flag down. English coaching staff thinking that is there's some movement, but on the defensive side. But usually if that's an offensive call. So a penalty against English. 9.5 seconds to play. Well, Tim, now you're really forced here.
You know,
which it's a second down in about 15.
Kind of surprising. You'd think they would have gone quick sideline passes, quick out passes, stop the clock, just move yourself down the field, you know, quickly. But they chose to go down the middle, go for the big strike, and get the touchdown. But again, like I said, basically 19 and a half seconds left. It's tough going into the middle of the field because you're not going to be able to get set up and get another playoff.
Story is wide out right side. Brett Holy, wide out near side left. Those are the two tall receivers here. Two of the taller receivers on the English team.
Can they do to Marblehead what Marblehead did to Beverly?
Severance throwing down on the left side for Holy, man open, and it's tipped off his fingertips, incomplete. He had the position on the defender that time, Eric Brown, I believe, but it just was overthrown a tiny bit. This will be third down and 15. 4.9 seconds to play. Question is here, is could English be able to squeeze two plays out of this? I don't know.
Yeah, again, he's got to have, you know, you got to get to this, walk down the sidelines is the quick outs, and you may be able to bust a tackle and get into the end zone.
I don't see how they have two plays, because they got to draw a play up here. That's got to go long.
That's why, you know, you give them two plays. If you get this one, here's what you're going to do.
I don't think they have two plays left on the clock, though. Here's the direct snap back to Severance. He keeps it, runs straight down to the 28. Timeout called. Well, if they do that, I guess they got a little time here. Well, now it's 8.6 seconds, right?
Yep.
Maybe I had that wrong. Maybe I was missing the teen on that, maybe it was 14 seconds.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, we're racking up the mistakes here up in the booth here tonight.
It's
atrocious
it's
is like what this is.
It's like a first night broadcast all over again, you know.
Yeah. It's a bug out there. Not a lot of bugs out now, are there? Shouldn't be bugs out now.
So. 26-7. Peabody upsets Denver. Whoa. 210 yards. Doug Sanders, he has another 200-yard game. He's not a bad little back.
I think, you know, a lot of teams would take him, Tim, here in the North Shore.
Yeah, he could be a backup.
He's one of those guys that,
you
know.
He could be a backup somewhere, you know, give you a good third down back.
Well, so English is drawing up the last play for them, I believe, here, because we do have a fourth down here, and they're here in this fourth quarter. Timeout had been called. English band down below, or the Lynn Public School band, I should say. Must mean they get a lot of. They must be playing every weekend then with the Lynn Public School band. It's not like they get a weekend off because somebody's going to be playing.
Someone's playing out there.
They got Tech tomorrow morning. I don't know if they show up for that.
Just show up. There'll be a football game somewhere.
Just show up here at the Manning.
I think the football team's going, where's the band playing tonight?
Here we go. Fourth down, 15. Severance back to pass. Standing at the 35. Heaving down to the 10. Intercepted at the 8-yard line. Run back to the 20, to the 30. Look out here. No. Running back to the 45. Still going. And ripped down. Oh, now there's a flag down. And he's brought down at the 28.
Face mask.
The interception there was by Marblehead's Jason Lopez. So they came all the way back over midfield, down to about the 30.
It looks like there's possibly a face mask call on the tackle. That'll move it another 15 yards, so it will go to...
There's no time on the clock, though.
Yeah, but it can't end on... Well, yep, the offense became defense, so... It can't end on the defensive penalty, so it'll be another 15 yards, you would think. So it's going to get down to at least a 15-yard line. And Marblehead is going to have one play to steal this game from Lynn English. Chris Carroll, the coach, is out to the hash mark to find out what the deal is. Timeout, Lynn English.
So we will take it. We're back with more just ahead here.
Fact is, including the... commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming soon. Enjoy top-notch entertainment in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include The Steve Miller Band, Thursday, November 5th. The following night, Friday, November 6th, The Price is Right. This show is loaded with fun and prizes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is Monday, October 30th. For all the show listings and ticket information, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Call 781-599-SHOW or visit the box office at Lynn City Hall.
Well, the penalty at the end, a face masking call against Lynn English on the interception. Marblehead will get one play here with no time left. Ball is at the English 14-yard line.
They're going to kick.
And they will attempt a field goal here.
Well, you know, Coach Rudloff in his interview did say he's never had a consistent kicker, but now he had three or four kids, so he's going to put it on the foot of, oh, wait a minute now, number 13. He looks familiar, doesn't he?
Well, he did their extra point kicking, so I'll tell you, though, that extra point kick he did a moment ago didn't have a lot of extra leg on it.
No, it did not.
So another timeout called here.
I mean, that was a line drive that, as you said, barely got over the crossbar. So, again, yeah, this is a little bit of Coach Rudloff trickery, and I think that's why Coach Carroll called the timeout, that you're going to have to watch the end blockers, somebody slipping through. You're going to have to make sure everybody gets blocked on that Marblehead line, let nobody get off, and force them to kick it. And you're going to have to almost have a spy on Keogh to see what he does. Well, Gary Malia is just spinning in the next room, I'm sure. Oh,
well,
you know, it is. You wouldn't mind if it was first down and like 50 yards away, but this is.
This is tough. It is really tough. Ball at the 14. No time left on the clock. With the penalty call, they have one play here. Now they are not going for the field goal. Now Keogh is out at the shotgun with everyone wide. Three wide right, two wide left. They are trying to punch it into the end zone to our right. Okay. Tie game at 14 here from Lynn English and Marblehead. Of course, it would have been for English to win here. A huge upset. Now another timeout. All right, we'll take it as well here. Don't go away.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Back for a field goal attempt by Marblehead. Snaps a bit high. The kick is up. Short. Just short. Just short. We're tied at 14. We're going to overtime. All right, we'll step aside. We're back with the OT just ahead.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Yep. Hey, we're back here at Manning Field and Lynn, and we're getting ready for the overtime here. Don't forget to tune in Monday night at 7 for North Shore Sports Night with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns here on MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore Sports Talk Show. And Monday night, plenty of football playoff talk with the playoffs starting next weekend. Playoff announcements coming on Sunday. And here tonight, we're in overtime, just about to head into overtime, tied at 14. English, the unlikely team heading into overtime against this first place and league undefeated Marblehead Magician Club. But taking them to OT tonight and nearly having opportunities to win it outright here this evening. A well-played game by English High School and Coach Chris Carroll. Meanwhile, now Marblehead and Coach Jim Rudloff will have the ball first and 10 at the English 10-yard line, or first and goal at the 10-yard line, with an opportunity to try to score. Keogh fakes the handoff, runs. The quarterback goes to the one and in for a touchdown. So yeah, right away he scores.
Yeah, he weaved his way through the defense of Lynn English, broke a couple of attempted tackles. Again, Keogh's a big guy, and again, you got to hit him high, you got to hit him low, take the feet up from underneath him. And again, Marblehead, one play into the end zone.
They will attempt the point after kick. Now, that's interesting. They're going for the kick here. And now they're running an extra player out on the field.
That's a flag.
And there's a flag. The kick is blocked. Loose ball. Now they scramble, Keogh picks it up and throws it to the receiver to the end zone, and do they go in for the two?
Yeah, but you can't have those points with the flags on you.
The flag is a penalty against Marblehead. That was a screwball play.
Now, can Lynn English decline that, or does Marblehead just get pushed back 5 yards on a procedure call? Let's see.
20 to 14 right now in the overtime.
Because... let's see. Yeah, Coach Carroll is asking, you know, what's the play, because...
And they're going to get it.
It was an attempted kick. The kick was blocked, but then he picked it up and he threw it.
And then there was a flag. So the officials are talking with Jim Rudloff of Marblehead. But the flag was against Marblehead for sure. We saw that indication. Now the officials are coming together. Because no one else wants to be near them right now.
Yeah.
But the penalties against Marblehead.
Right.
We're in overtime. Marblehead just scored the 6 points on the touchdown on the quarterback keeper. So that was 10 yards run. Garrett Keogh. Do they get an opportunity for the extra point, or points, if you will, the two-point conversion? They were lined up to go for the one-point kick.
And then a player came running onto the field.
Yeah, somebody came running onto the field.
And then he suddenly stopped. It's like, uh-oh.
So now we have three wideouts to the right, two to the left, man in motion from left to right. Keogh back to pass to the end zone with the pass, and the catch is made. With that catch for Marblehead, it is Harry Craig.
Well-designed play, and I think, Bill, that's the exact same play from the look of it that Keogh threw a couple of weeks ago against Beverly when they went ahead. Just a quick slant in the end zone, and again, Craig was wide open.
This is our second overtime game we've seen this year at Manning Field. So now English will go to get the football at the 10-yard line, now trailing 22-14.
And they have to score, and they have to get two to continue the game.
They do. And they have a one wideout. Story to the left side. Quarterback Severance keeps it on the direct snap, turns the right end to the 8, to the 7, and to the sidelines at about the 6-yard line, going to the right. I think maybe they only give him the 7, though. Oh, no, they give him more.
Yeah,
I think he's got the 6.
Five.
We'll see where they mark the ball. Short of the 5.
Yeah,
no, on the 5.
Five. Wow.
On the 5. So a 5-yard gain for Severance.
Oh, I got to give Severance credit. He gave the senior going the straight arm.
He's
inside.
He has a bit of elusiveness to him when he runs. Again, at 5'9", 150, the freshman quarterback. Again, the keeper. Severance straight ahead this time. Down to the 1.
They're close. Yeah, close.
Well, you got to give his blockers a lot of credit on that one. And I'm looking to the right side. A 54, that would be, not sure who that is. But a number of blockers. Their offensive line has had Tyshawn Mentor, Frank Perry, Jeremy Garcia, Jake Miller, Emil Rossi, Brian Nunez. And now they've had a number of injuries on that line this year. So now it's a third down and goal from the 1-yard line in overtime here. Severance yet again straight ahead. It looks like he's got it, and he is in. Severance with a 1-yard touchdown run.
Well, the drama in Malden continues. Everett has the ball. They're on 31-yard line. 1:16 remaining, and Malden is up 22-19. Whoosh.
So is English trying to call a timeout here? Yes, they are. They're calling a timeout. A timeout here. We are in overtime. We'll take it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Manning Field, Lynn, overtime. Two-point game, 22-20. Lynn English scoring second in the overtime, now going out for the two-point conversion attempt to try to tie this game and send it into a second overtime.
Well, you have to believe the Marblehead's going to focus on Daquan Shepard. He's the guy that's carried you a lot, even though...
Or do you...
You know, Severance has been the man here, but, you know, Daquan Shepard, that senior experience and that explosiveness and strength.
Well, here we go.
Oh,
big, loud crowd.
Snap.
Severance, Shepard to take the direct snap back from the quarterback. Keeps it, runs to the left side, pushes to the goal line. Uh-oh. English is saying they're in. I thought he was in, too. They're saying he's not in. I mean, the Marblehead is saying he's not in. And he's not in. That's it. Shepard gets up. Looks like he is short of the goal line, but it looked at first that he was going to go across that goal line. So they come up short. And Marblehead comes back. to a 22.
I would agree with that, Gary.
20 win.
I mean, on that face mask on the.
Final score here, Marblehead 22, English 20 in overtime to remain undefeated in Northeastern Conference large play.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field. Marblehead has just defeated the Lynn English Bulldogs 22-20 in overtime. Let's review the scoring in tonight's game. Lynn English got on the board first. A 25-yard pass play from Matt Severance to Tyler Story. The extra point kick was blocked. English leading 6-0. Marblehead responded in the second quarter with a 33-yard pass play from Keogh to Cohen. The extra point good. Marblehead went ahead 7-6. Lynn English in the second period came back. 11-yard pass from Severance to Johnny Cosmos. A two-point rush by Shepard was good. 14-7 Lynn English. And then in the fourth quarter at 4:37, Marblehead came back with Cohen, a four-yard rush. The point after was 14-14. And we headed into overtime as English had the ball late on a Marblehead fumble, but failed to do anything with it. In the overtime, Marblehead, a 10-yard run from Gary Keogh, the two-point by Harry Craig, 22-14, and a little bit of confusion on the extra point as Marblehead went to line up for the extra point kick attempt, and another player came onto the field, and they were penalized 5 yards. And on that play as well, Keogh picked up the block kick attempt and passed it, and the receiver scored, but that was nullified by the penalty. And again, Keogh then threw to Craig for the 2 points that led 22-14. On English's possession, Matt Severance scored to make it 22-20, but on the ensuing extra point, two-point try with Daquan Shepard taking the snap, He was judged to have stopped just short of the goal line, though from up here it appeared that the forward momentum had taken him across and he'd been pushed back, but the referees and the side judges ruled otherwise. Marblehead escapes with a 22-20 win to remain undefeated in league play. A bitter loss for the Lynn English Bulldogs. They played so well tonight, and you could honestly say they deserved a better fate than this, but Marblehead showing the poise and veteran aspects of their team. Again, came through in the clutch, and they scored the points when they had to. They came up with big plays, and they managed to secure the win. So it's on to the playoffs. The pairings will be announced on Sunday, so we'll wait to see how that pans out to see where we will be next week. One of the teams, Rick Moore, will be covering Gloucester. We know that they are in. Just where they're going to be is up for grabs. So let's see in terms of the – I'll take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll give you some final scores that we have around the area, and then we'll say our good night. So you're listening to MSO News Radio's coverage of Northeast Conference football. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Loafer, we measure up.
All right, we're back here with some final scores. Peabody over Danvers, 26-7, in a major upset. Doug Sanders scoring for over 200 yards in that game. Revere will end up with over 500 record for the first time in quite a while as they defeated Salem 28-6. Fenwick fell from the ranks of the unbeaten, 35-12, to Cardinal Spelman. Linfield easily handled Hamilton Wenham, 49-8. Masconomet dropped a 27-20 decision to Triton. We never got back to the Ipswich, but we're going to assume that they defeated Georgetown by at least 13-0. Amesbury defeated Manchester Essex 21-6. So those are the scores that we have. We got one more break coming up, and then we will be signing off, so stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Okay, I'm Tim Kearns with Bill Newell. He is on the field right now talking to Coach Jim Rudloff of Marblehead. Want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It was certainly a great game. Again, Marblehead showing why it is undefeated in league play and the big comeback capability that they have. This is their second comeback in the last 3 weeks, coming over Beverly and now the Lynn English Bulldogs. So for myself, Bill Newell, Bill Popowski, our engineer, back somewhere up on Cape Ann, I'm Tim Kearns. We thank you for listening. And look on the website, msonewsports.com, for the broadcast schedule next week. We anticipate we'll be covering Gloucester and Gloucester's home game. That'll be Rick Newell and Paul Ingram. Bill and I will probably be here, but we don't know who will be broadcasting. So check out the website for all the other features as well. Again, you're listening to Northeast Conference Football at msonewsports.com. Good night.